Well, I brought it on myself, didn't I? I said only 20 minutes ago we hadn't had any breaking news. Wasn't it nice to have a quiet news day? Brought it on myself. 5 minutes later, we had that breaking news. Delighted to be joined now by John Holmes. You like a bit of breaking news, don't you, darling?
Well, I mean, the strike thing's interesting because, of course, the teachers are on strike as well today, aren't they?
Yeah, but no one notices
that. Well, no, but this is the thing, you see. What I can't understand, right, about that is, why did, you know, teachers go on strike, right, but during term time.
Yep.
Right, yet when I speak to teachers, they go, oh, we don't really have holidays because we have to work all the time because of the boat.
Yes.
And you go, well, why don't you go on strike during the holidays then?
Yes, I've put this to a number of teachers over the years. It's amazing how many teachers you can't manage to adjust. You know when they always do those days, what are they, those inset days at the beginning of term, end of term? And there's always, they always do it on like the Monday, so you don't go back to school till the Tuesday. Or they do Monday, Tuesday, you don't go back to the Wednesday, which is a right pain because you've all got to be back at work. And what do you do with the kids on the Monday?
Yep.
And I've always said to head teachers, why don't you have them on, say, the Friday before? And they go, well, teachers are away. Oh, are they? On a holiday, are they? Anyway, what's coming up on your show very quickly?
Oh, there's a man called Carl Donnelly. He's a comedian. We're going to force him to play a game of band or shoe. And if you'd like to play against Carl Donnelly to win some meat, of course, you can. Chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of vegetarian organic stuff. We're not racist. Then you can play against Carl Donnelly today.
I think you really, really sold that.
I think so.
I think so.
Who doesn't want some meat?
And on that note... John Holmes is with you after 1
gonna
o'clock.
Going to be on my tombstone.
I'm going to be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. More breaking news, probably. Well, indeed, there will be. Chilcot Report is out tomorrow. We'll be taking all of that live, talking to all the runners and riders and the Tory leadership. Oh, it's all going to be going on. Do stay tuned for John Holmes after 1.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
You like Burton's fish and chips. So you'll love the return of Burton's chicken and chips. The totally tasty chicken and chip-shaped snacks which rocked the 80s are back by popular demand. People are going crazy for Burton's chicken and chips. You asked for them and now they're here. Clucking hunger into the back of the net. Pick up a packet from all good snack retailers everywhere and follow the flock on the Burton's Fish and Chips Facebook page.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Arnold Clark, it's all about making your money go further. It's about searching over 18,000 cars and finding out you can afford more than you think. It's about the savings you make every month. At Arnold Clark, it's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you. So with each promotional tyre you buy, we'll give you a spin of Jaffa's Wheel, where you could win 25% off aircon recharge, a free 40-point brake check, 20% off your service, and much more. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. Welcome along. Just after 1 o'clock, I'm just, because Julia Hartley-Brewer can't keep the time, I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, junior doctors reject new contract, bank restrictions eased after Brexit, and Cluedo gets an update.
Talk Radio.
In the last half an hour, junior doctors have voted to reject the new contract agreement with the government. It follows one of the most bitter trade union disputes in recent years. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
What happens now? It took the first ever full doctor's strike in NHS history to get the Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt back around the table. Then, after intense negotiations, he and the British Medical Association finally agreed a deal. The BMA said it was the best and final way to end the row. But its 40,000 members have disagreed and voted to reject it. We could see more strikes now, but junior doctors have told me they know the public won't support them forever.
The Bank of England's Brexit plan means people will be able to borrow more money. Funding rules are being relaxed for lenders in a move which is expected to increase lending to households and businesses by up to £150 billion. Its governor, Mark Carney, says this will allow for more investment in the economy.
Today's action means that UK households and businesses who want to seize viable opportunities in a post-referendum world can be confident that they will be supported by the financial system.
EU Leave campaigners Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson have been criticised by the head of the European Commission for quitting as things started to get difficult. The UKIP leader resigned yesterday, saying the Brexit result meant he'd achieved everything he'd set out to do in politics, while Boris Johnson made the shock announcement last week of not running to replace David Cameron as Prime Minister. Tory MPs are voting for who they want to be their next leader. One of the five candidates will be eliminated today, and by next week, the last two will go to a ballot of Conservative members. Rallies are being held by striking teachers in England who say school funding is facing the worst cuts since the 1970s. Education Secretary Nicky Morgan's criticised the action, calling it unnecessary. Chris McGovern is from the Campaign for Real Education.
They think it's going to obviously hit children who are going to miss out on their education. It's going to hit parents whose lives are going to be disrupted. They maybe have to stay at home rather than go to work. And it's going to hit teachers because, you know, their profile is going to be brought more into disrepute, and a lot of people are getting very exercised and very browned off about the way some teachers are behaving. So there are no winners in this situation.
And for the first time in 67 years, Cluedo has killed off one of its key characters. Housekeeper Mrs. White is being ousted by Dr. Orchid. She has a PhD in plant toxicology and was privately educated in Switzerland.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Ridiculous.
Mainly dry with some sunny spells across England and Wales. Further showers across Scotland and parts of the east coast of England, which may be heavy at times. Highs of 21 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. Hello, it's an afternoon thing. Is it Alex today? Sport?
No.
Who's got sport? No.
Toby, probably.
Oh, God. Toby's got the sport, probably.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Yeah. New Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says he's effectively already sealed three of four priority signings. He's been presented to the media for the first time since taking over at Old Trafford. Yeah. So far, Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Eric Bailly have been confirmed, while a third transfer, understood to be for Borussia Dortmund's Henrik Mkhitaryan, will be done soon. Mourinho says he's close to being happy with the squad. Whatever.
We made the nucleus of four positions priorities, and we decided four targets. From these four, we have two or three?
Three.
Two. Until we don't have the fourth, we are still working hard.
One. Swansea have completed the signing of Dutchman Leroy Fair from QPR on a three-year deal. Gareth Bale says the Welsh team have believed since the start of the tournament that they can win it. They play Portugal in the semi-finals of Euro 2016 tomorrow.
Win it.
And Andy Murray has been confirmed in the Great British Davis Cup team for the quarter-final with Serbia next week. He says his participation does, though, depend on how he feels after Wimbledon. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sports.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Victoria. 1:05. Let's do a programme.
Talk Radio.
Oh, hello. I've got an email saying I've won, I think it's £1,000 or something. I don't know. Help, help, help.
It looks like you are a winner of £1,000,000.
No. You're joking. Oh, I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
Thanks to Mrs. Tyree, a certain Mr. Blunt didn't win the millionaire raffle this time. Anyone can win with Lotto.
You're beautiful.
Please, don't let it be him. Games rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome, though. I am John Holmes. It is Yes Talk Radio in the afternoons. And unlike Boris Johnson, her bare ass was shone onto the Houses of Parliament.
It's a secret. If I told you, I'd have to tell you.
Yeah, like a sort of lonely blondie.
Was it bon or merde?
quintessential.
Imagine that round here in this building, some sort of technical issue.
Yes, yeah.
All you need to do is be slightly toad-faced, a spaqueduct between the Earth and Mars.
You know Ben Fletcher?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Well, I was going to say like a recurring case of chlamydia. It's rare, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey of
hey, so good afternoon then, and welcome along once more as we hurl ourselves towards a Tuesday with all the speed of Chris Evans running away from Top Gear. Nice to see, I have to say, a BBC radio DJ having to leave his job for something other than historical offences. Although, let's be honest, there is that police investigation into his behaviour in the 90s coming up. So clearly there's still time. Anyway, it's Talk Radio. Welcome along in the afternoon, your historical offence-free radio station. Although, admittedly, that's because we're only 4 months old. I am John Holmes, and yes, like NASA's probe reaching Jupiter to peer through its gassy clouds, so we now orbit your 1 to 4 in the afternoon. It's remarkable, isn't it, if you just stop to think of a moment, just there, just take a moment to consider mankind's achievements. The Juno satellite, for that is what it is, left Earth 5 years ago, travelling 588 million kilometres to arrive on time and as planned, and firing its rockets to slow its approach just enough to be caught in Jupiter, the planet's gravity, all exactly as it was programmed to do. Back here on Earth, Southern Trains are having to appear in front of a select committee because they can't even run one day's worth of getting a metal tube from Brighton to London with any degree of accuracy. Welcome to Brexit Britain, or something. Anyway, what? Don't know. Shall we set the instruments to scan the deep interior of today's programme? Well, I can tell you that in a moment we will be heading for the territory of this afternoon's big story, but bubbling away in the background, things will be very much headline hijacky. In the next hour or so. You know the titanium-tipped core sample drill by now. You make up a news story, you send it to us, and you could well be the winner, finding your news lie somewhere orbiting the 2pm news. It is done. Why is it done, John, I hear you ask? Why is it done?
Why is it done?
I'll tell you, Victoria. It's done simply to confuse those who don't listen to this bit and then join us at 2 after their lunch. 87222 is the
start
number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And after that, speaking of lunch, there's Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone this hour, then let us know and we'll reach a helping hand made of crisps and soup and apple through the telephone to pull you through lunchtime. I mean, through lunchtime, not pull you through the telephone. Even NASA don't have that kind of technology. Southern Trains don't have any kind of technology. Or staff. Work experience punditry comes courtesy of Aidan, who'll be dropping some sick new beats. He'll be dropping the ill beats for us, the terminally diseased beats, as we look at what passes for music these days. There's current affairs expressed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus, of course. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think cheese or foxes? There's the big debate at 3. A week's worth of lazy PR. The diversity paper review. Who is it today? Who's the diversity today?
Tara.
And what is she, diversity is she?
Jewish.
Great. So that's happening. There is the comedian Carl Donnelly. He'll be joining us and be forced to take part in a game of band or shoe, whether he likes it or not. If you'd like to play band or shoe, yeah, against the... Why is that odd?
It's fine.
Yeah.
As you were.
It's because, what's his face? Marcus Willis's tennis friends were waving shoes at him.
Oh, right.
So I thought band or shoe.
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
Okay. If you'd like to play Band or Shoe against the star of various things, I don't know, Mock the Week, probably that Cats thing, the Jimmy Carr, they usually do, then stick your name down now. You can register to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could win some meat. For budget reasons, this is the show that gives away a chicken. Or a beef. Or a section of lamb. Or organic veg. Because we're not racist. So 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Ginger Dave is producing.
Ahoy.
I know, he's back. Look at that. One rubbish. Ginger man quits TV. Another one bothers to turn up to do the radio.
The unions.
Asprodcast is, as ever, a little ray of sunshine through the glass.
Yeah.
Marta's on buttons.
Hello.
Victoria's poking the news.
So many pokes.
Paid intern Cornelius
Hello.
Is doing in the broadcast workplace what Chris Evans is alleged to have done in the broadcast workplace in the 90s, leading to a police investigation.
Broadcasting? What?
Yes, that's the safe answer. Yeah. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Tuesday from Talk Radio. Let's start with some music. Starlight at 1:15 on a Tuesday afternoon. And you're probably curious as to why I play Muse and Starlight at 1:15 on Tuesday afternoon on a talk radio station. Let's start the bidding for the questions as to why. Who's got a question? Who's got a question?
£10.
£10 to Cornelius.
Pounds.
£9 to Dave.
£18.
£18.
£1.
£1 to Dave.
One pig.
Going.
7 cows.
Gone to Dave, who has bid 7 cows, to ask the question as to why I'm playing Starlight by Muse at 1:15 in the afternoon on a Tuesday on a talk radio station. Producer Dave.
So it's warming up. John.
Put your hand up if you've got a question.
I've just bid for the question. Well, that looks like I'm bidding more now.
No, the auction's finished.
18 cows.
No, it's finished.
Idiot.
Dave, you've got a question.
What's your thing? Why are you playing Starlight by Muse?
I'm playing Starlight by Muse because what's it about?
Starlight
Express.
Yeah, it's about space, isn't it? It's about starlight in space, right?
Black holes and revelations.
Yes, exactly. Things that are in space. What else is in space?
Spaceships.
Yes.
Debris.
Good.
Debris.
Warmer. Not debris.
Aliens.
Yeah, no, colder.
Planets.
Colder.
Spaceships.
Spaceships.
Yeah.
Meteorites.
All right, I'll tell you. Hang on. Star Trek is. Star Trek is in space. It's a spaceship. You were close, Cornelius.
Yes.
So I'm playing it because of Star Trek spaceships. Because on the... This leads me to the big story for the day. Mm. On the Starship Enterprise, off of the space, right, there was, of course, Captain Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was, of course, Spock.
Yeah.
And Bones McCoy. And the big story today is that iPads stop a child's bones from developing properly. This is in the Daily Mail. They are found to move their upper limbs three times more than they do with iPads when playing with conventional toys. So the modern technology of the iPad is making a child's arms be wrong. So we're going to be discussing...
Specifically bones.
Bones. We're going to be discussing this big story... Next, and I'm going to need a guest to do so, because it's talk radio and that's how it works. Ass Prodcast is through the glass. This is like play school. You know, they just go through the square window. Ass Prodcast is through the miserable window.
What do you want now?
I'd like a guest, please, to talk about children's bones.
Burns?
Burn, no. Beans. No, not burns.
It's
that's
like a bonfire,
that's no, exactly. Not burns, not bones. She's Cass, for those listening for the first time, if you do not understand what Cass is saying, simply press the red button on your radio for an immediate subtitled translation as to what Cass is about to say.
Burns.
Could you get me an expert on bones? Bones, please.
Burns,
maybe
yes.
Mr. Burns.
We will, we will talk to... an expert on bones, in a moment here on Talk Radio about the big news today that everybody is talking about, that iPads stop a child's bones. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitchin Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you. So with each promotional tyre you buy, we'll give you a spin of Jaffa's Wheel, where you could win 25% off aircon recharge, a free 40-point brake check, 20% off your service and much more. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 over as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey's M3 has been closed southbound between 3 at Bagshot and 4 for Camberley. This is following an accident which happened in the roadworks a little earlier on, so traffic's at a standstill. The A12 in the Ipswich area of Suffolk has been closed because of an accident south between the Copdock interchange and Copdock Village. A lorry and a car involved in that incident. Roadworks on the A40 in Oxford causing queues around the Cutslow roundabout. Work on the A47 in the Thorny area of Cambridge is also causing delays. And temporary lights on Lancashire's A6 coastal road through Bolton Les Sands causing congestion. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
7 years in the making. A cast of thousands. A cost of £10.5 million. No, not the latest Hollywood blockbuster. The Chilcot Report. It's out tomorrow, and we're joined live in the studio for the Full Set Breakfast by George Galloway, Tony Blair's fiercest critic. Sparks are sure to fly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and you know, being Talk Radio, that this is home of your reactions. Earlier on, for instance, I was just walking along the River Thames there, just not on, obviously along the River Thames, I'm not Jesus, but next to it, and I saw there was a reaction. Someone had just thrown one of their reactions into the water, and and someone else had come along and just hauled it out. Thinking, well, that's you don't want to lose that reaction, and I took it off them and said I can make use of that reaction this afternoon on the radio because we are home to reactions. If you have reaction, maybe you've seen one floundering in the waves, wherever you've seen it, wherever you've got one from, then get it to us because we'll look after it. It's like a sort of boarding kennels for reactions on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Teacher friend of mine says, yes, day off. Let's go out for lunch. Yeah. And Chumbawamba song about Ray Wilkins says, he drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times, and then he goes for a leisurely drive.
And gets pulled off TalkSport for being drunk on air. It's time for the big story. So if you were listening, oh, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes ago, you'll have heard us talking of the big story, which is this. iPads stop a child's bones from developing properly. I said we'd be talking to an expert. AskPod Cass is through the glass. Who have you got, Cass? What have you rustled up in the bone department? Not the first time you've heard that, I'm sure, but what have you got? Actually, probably is.
Don't be rude.
Okay. Who have you got?
Dr. Sakamoto.
Dr. Sakamoto, and what does he do? Bones, is it?
Yeah.
Great. Dr. Sakamoto's on the telephone then. He does bones. Good afternoon.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, so you've heard this story, of course. A child's bones aren't developing properly because of iPads. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I've looked a lot about relationship between muscles and bones, but not really in children or humans, in fact. I've actually been looking at dinosaurs and reconstructing muscles and how they were functioning.
In dinosaurs?
In dinosaurs, yes.
Just hold the line. Just hang on the line. Just one second, Dr. Sakamoto. Just have a word with the producer, if you don't. Cass?
What?
Right. He knows about dinosaurs. Right, dinosaurs.
No, he knows about bones and muscles.
No, only in dinosaurs. And they didn't have iPads.
Well, they're just like really old children.
Okay, let's go with that. So, Dr. Sakamoto, dinosaurs are like really old children. Discuss.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're like really old children. Well, they've all, you know, I'm sure they've gone through phases of children and
yes.
adolescence, and as they grew older, you know, their muscles get bigger and bigger, and they started functioning with much more. Efficiency, especially in terms of biting, which was what I was focusing on in my PhD.
Right, which is like children, because I've got a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old, and you know they can get bitey.
Yes, they do. I have a couple of children myself, and the more smaller ones just biting.
There you go, because children time, don't they put stuff in their mouths like dinosaurs did?
Yes, they did
all the time.
Yeah. All the time, yeah. Dinosaurs were very good at. Biting heads off of smaller dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, there you go. And my child has once bitten the head off a Playmobil man. So, you know, that's similar. Let's discuss the strength of bones, right? Because obviously this story is about children's bones not developing properly, and I assume that's just because of the way they're now using them to operate the screens and stuff. But if we made bones out of the stuff that iPads are made from, are iPads stronger than bones?
I think they are in some ways, and they probably aren't, because you know bones have a lot of pores, and they also have like kind of wet tissues inside them too. So they're actually quite flexible and rigid at the same time.
Yes.
And that's how, you know, you don't really break your bones or bend them too much. But iPads, you know, they're metal, so they'll easily bend. And I think, I'm not quite sure you want that in your bone.
No, I suppose that would be, other than, you know, where it's supposed to, like at an elbow or something.
Yeah, I suppose. But then if you actually just had an iPad as your elbow, if you bend it too many times, it's just probably going to snap in half.
Yeah, that, yes. Yeah, I mean, think of the rhyme. You know, the head bones connected to the neck bone, the neck bones connected to the shoulder bones connected to the arm bones connected to the internet. See, it works in that sense, in that these kids are modern, aren't they? And they've got, I mean, am I right in thinking kids now are being born because of evolution? It's all down to evolution, isn't it, Dr. Sakamoto? It's all about developing to fit your surroundings and enable you to exist within the environment that you're growing within, which is why some children are born with Bluetooth enabled teeth, aren't they? They've got that literally blue teeth.
But absolutely, yeah. I'm sure it's like the next step in human evolution is to be connected via Wi-Fi. I mean,
yeah.
We rely so much on internet and technology already.
Exactly. Yeah. Where does the phrase bone idle come from? Because bone, I mean, that suggests, doesn't it, that bones like are lazy and don't do anything, like teachers on a strike day. And Southern Trains, apparently, is staffed by people with bones, and look how bad that is as a service. Whereas NASA have got a probe to Jupiter, and everyone who works at NASA is boneless. So what does that tell us about evolution or dinosaurs?
Not quite sure how that would bone idle. I mean, I guess if you're like bone dry and has nothing to do, you're just kind of drying on a line and, you know, it's hanging there doing nothing.
Yeah.
But evolutionarily, that's not really an advantage at all, is it?
Sticks and stones can break bones, can't they? Is that true?
Words can hurt me, I suppose. No, words can't hurt me. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, sticks and stones can, words can't. So what we should do, of course, is remove sticks and stones, perhaps by law, by legislation, and just have words instead, because words don't hurt bones, do they?
No, they don't, no? Yeah.
Well, that's right. And I mean, obviously, there's the powerful stick and stone lobby that, you know, put pressure on governments to keep sticks and stones as they are. But it's a fascinating. Do you know, this is a fact. If you take all of the bones out of a child, right, and lay them end to end, that child will die.
Surely, yes, of course, yeah. If you, I mean, I don't know when they will die. Which process of that, though? The deboning bit or afterwards?
Well, you're the expert. I mean, what? At which point do you think it would happen?
Obviously, if you debone them, they'll just die in that process, won't they?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Dr. Sakamoto, thank you very much. That's Dr. Sakamoto. He's an expert in dinosaurs. Well done, Cass. And that's the big story today. iPads are stopping a child's bones from developing properly. If you've got an opinion on a child's bones, or just bones, or dinosaurs, then do let us know, because that's a big story. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:30, it's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got some news.
Talk Radio.
Junior doctors in England have rejected the government's proposed new contract. Around 6 in 10 members of the British Medical Association voted against the offer, which was drawn up during talks at the Conciliation Service, ACAS, following a series of strikes. Dr. Dagan Lonsdale has told Talk Radio why he doesn't agree with it.
It still does not do enough to safeguard safe working practices for junior doctors. It doesn't do enough to recognise that we have a retention and recruitment crisis in the acute specialties like A&E. And because both sides recognise that the biggest losers from this contract are those working less than full-time, who, of course, are most likely to be women.
Banks have been told they don't have to keep so much money in reserves following the EU referendum. The Governor of the Bank of England has announced the relaxing of rules in the hope it'll encourage more lending. The government insists most schools in England are open today despite a strike by teachers. Members of the NUT union have walked out out in a row about workloads and school funding. A rail company has announced it's cutting 341 trains a day from next week. Southern has been given permission to introduce an emergency timetable following weeks of disruption caused by industrial action and crew shortages. Absolutely Fabulous had the biggest opening weekend for a British film so far this year. The movie, which stars Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley, took more than £4 million. That's the best performance since the Bond film Spectre. And in sport, Jose Mourinho says he wants to be aggressive and win everything at Manchester United. Speaking at his first news conference as the club's manager, he's also admitted feeling frustrated his side won't be playing in the Champions League. The weather mainly dry with sunny spells across England and Wales, further showers across Scotland and parts of the east coast of England, which may be heavy at times. Highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
He wants to win everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's arrogant, isn't it?
Well, something to aim for, isn't it?
Well, hang on. So he wants Manchester United to win everything. So, you know, Great British Bake Off.
I think, well...
A fish at a fairground stall.
The one
where you have to throw darts at a playing card.
I'm assuming he's talking about football.
Well, that's not what you said. You said he said he wants to win everything. And if that's a direct quote, fair enough. Good journalism, well done.
I've got quotation marks in my scripts and everything.
You should be questioning that and say, you said everything. So you now, could you get hold of him,
mm-hmm.
right, and ask him for a list of when he says everything and then just run things past him that he could win?
The lottery?
Yes. So
the tombola?
So, yes.
Well, I'll try.
A beetle drive at my mum's church.
An argument.
Yeah.
Right.
The Brit Award for Best International Female Artist.
Yeah. Because if Manchester United don't win a Brit Award for Best International Female Artist...
They probably have a ladies' squad.
Or a fish at a fair. Mm.
It's failed.
Right? Then he, like Chris... See, like Chris Evans, when he started on Top Gear, went, oh, this is going to be great. Mm. It's going to be the best thing ever. It's going to be better than the others. And it's going to get all these millions of views. Now, he was wrong. He said a statement that was wrong. Now, if history then proves Mourinho wrong, then he doesn't win all of these awards we've just mentioned, then he is by definition a failure, right?
No, he says he wants to, so it's an aim as opposed to saying we will win everything.
Oh,
so he's
right.
Just aiming high.
That's fine, my argument's invalid. It's 1:33, you're listening to Talk Radio.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Martin Roberts there off of the Holmes programme, and also, of course, Holmes Under the Hammer that he does on the BBC television. Played not too many weeks ago a game on this very programme of Paul Rossmaster. He managed to get some points in the everybody's least favourite quiz about radio's Paul Ross. And if you want to go back through our podcast, you will find Martin Roberts, among others, including Julia Hartley Brewer, Virgin Radio's Tim Cocker, and so on and so forth. What's his face last week from the motoring programme? Andy J. All playing Paul Rossmaster. And if you like those, then do find our podcast. It's on iTunes or, of course, talkradio.co.uk. Now then, a lot of reactions coming in to the big bone debate this afternoon. This is, of course, the story that children's bones are being... they're not developing properly due to all the overuse of iPads and so on and so forth. So we spoke to an expert on the power of dinosaur bites about that. Great guest booking, everyone. So, what's been coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, lots of suggestions. Tommy says, why don't you replace bones with an app on the iPad? Because apps can do anything these days.
Yeah, so we take them out of the children, the bones, and just put apps in there.
Yeah, just app them up.
Good, good.
And good, also, good. A different Tommy has said...
is this the one that used to work on the dock again? He's a regular?
His actual Twitter handle is Tommy Never Worked on a Dock.
Right, so we just got to be clear.
You can't go on to that.
Yeah.
he said...
I bet I can find a way.
He says, well, boneless chicken is very successful nowadays. Obviously, they live in buckets, so why don't we put the boneless children in buckets?
Very good suggestion there. This one's come in, and it says dinosaur bones, John. I heard that, but obviously it's not a million miles away because you remember those woolly children, the ancestors of children that they were found in Montana, didn't they? A couple of years ago, and they dug them up. It's amazing, the technology. If you dig ancient children up, woolly children, and their last meal, they could find it. Their last meal was a smartphone and a Google search. John, why do we say bone up? Why do we say that on, subjects? Why do we, when really it's not the bone doing the work, it's the brain. Why don't we brain up, John? And that's coming from Tommy, who did, apparently used to work on a dock. It's his Twitter handle, says Tommy used to work on the dock. And he's also added that, like the teachers, he's written that the union's been on strike.
Mm. He's down on his look.
He is down on his look, Dave, and it's a real shame, actually. He says it's tough. So tough. Girlfriend's been texting as well. She's called Gina. She's texting from work. She works at the diner all day. And what she does, she actually works for Tommy now.
Well,
she brings home her pay,
home
you know.
Pay, yeah.
For love.
Yeah. For love.
Yeah. Well, Tommy's just replied to that saying that he thinks they've got to hold on to what they've got.
Well, I suppose it doesn't really make a difference if they make it or not.
No. Well, they've got each other, and that is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, for love, yeah.
Yeah, they should give it a shot. In the news at 2 o'clock, there will be some news. However, there will also be a made-up news lie, which will be the fib and fabrication and fakery of you, my friend. This is where we throw it open to you. This is where you get to write the news. However, you get to make it up from scratch, much like, you know, a tabloid journalist might. Get that news story to us. You could well see it in the news at 2 o'clock, being spoken as fact out Victoria's mouth. The reason? Oh, yeah, there's a reason. And that reason is that this hour, you know, people are out for lunch, aren't they? And then they get back at around 2 o'clock, switch the radio back on, they hear the news. First thing they hear, they believe it. Because it's the news. They don't hear this bit when we say there's going to be a lie, so they believe everything they hear. But one of it is a lie. And that's their punishment for not listening to this bit. It's We Call It Headline Hijack. Get yours in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
Right, what have we got coming in? What have we got coming in? Producer Dave first.
This one's quite pertinent to me, John. Caught my eye. A whistleblower at the BBC has leaked information this morning suggesting that Chris Evans was sacked because he's ginger.
Right. Yeah. Because you are ginger.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently the National Association for Ginger People, the NAGPA, has already released a statement on the issue saying they do support his dismissal, but they will investigate the supposed workplace discrimination against a ginger person.
Ginger person. Yeah, fair enough. And I've got... got one here. News just in. Boris Johnson. This has come in from Dan. Boris Johnson has been spotted tampering with the ballot papers for the Conservative leadership election. He was seen crossing out Michael Gove's name on several voting slips and replacing it with a picture of a cat playing a piano. His representatives have declined to comment on the allegation, but it is understood that Johnson hasn't been home since stepping out of the running for the Conservative leadership. Thanks, Dan, for that. Cornelius.
Hi.
Cornelius.
Yes?
Read one out.
Okay, this one's from Sam, who sent this in yesterday, saying, the Great British Colourblind Association has announced that they will be lobbying the government to change the use of traffic lights. They believe that they discriminate people who can't see colours and can't differentiate them, and should be replaced with robotic hand gestures.
Thank you. This has come in. Chris Moyles has been named as the leading candidate to replace Chris Evans. This is coming from Chris Moyles in the next series of Top Gear. A source inside the BBC says, we'd love to get Chris back where he belongs, Chris Moyles. We know he loves the BBC, and he would provide the perfect nauseating and slightly off-putting foil to Mantlebloc's popular antics. That's because they come in from Chris Moyles. So if you've got a made-up news story, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Next, we'll meet a lonely lunch clubber.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey's M3 has been closed southbound between 3 at Bagshot and 4 Camberley. This is following an accident which happened in the roadworks a little earlier on, so traffic's at a standstill. The A12 in the Ipswich area of Suffolk has been closed because of an accident south between the Copdock interchange and Copdock Village. A lorry and a car involved in that incident. Roadworks on the A40 in Oxford causing queues around the Cutslow roundabout. Work on the A47 in the Thorny area of Cambridge is also causing delays. And temporary lights on Lancashire's A6 coastal road through Bolton Le Sands causing congestion. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio, as that little bit of production would intimate. And yeah, it's kind of what you're listening to in the afternoon. Now, before we meet a lonely lunch clubber, you can't help but notice that the news is quite complicated, isn't it? Yeah. And the reason for that is, of course, everything... Right, so we went through a spate of resignations, didn't we? We had Cameron, we had Hodgson, we had the entire shadow cabinet, we've had Johnson, we've had Farage, we've had Evans, right? And on it goes, people resigning. And now, and if that wasn't confusing enough, now the strikes. The teachers are on strike, and then we've just heard breaking news that the junior doctors have rejected the proposal that was thrashed out between Jeremy Hunt and the Junior Doctors Council, and the membership has now rejected that, so they might well go on another strike. So resignations, strikes, everyone's... It's very complicated. And actually, Anne in Derby has just texted in saying, look, right... you should try, John, teaching in a rough secondary school for a fortnight before making glib comments about our strike, right? And yep, she has got a point. Although, you know, in fairness, I'm not going to do that. but she says, at least you get to talk, at least you get to talk, John, without being constantly interrupted by children. Well, that's not true, because I work with Con and Dave, for a start. And trying to hit
we don't interrupt you.
And trying
never,
to...
We don't do that at all, do we?
And at least...
I can't think of one example.
When you talk...
You're just like, free, you're free to talk whenever you want, mate. It's fine.
You don't get childish people trying
and
to
me.
Hit each other because one has insulted the other one's mum. Yes, I do. I get exactly this, as you can see, Anne. Right? Do you want to swap, frankly? But I have a question, you know, about because teachers go on strike, and I'm not saying they're not, they shouldn't. I'm saying yes, you're absolutely right. You perfectly liberty to go on strike over the conditions that are imposed on you by the government, and I think that's absolutely fine. But I do have a question, which is why do teachers? Right, so I've got friends who are teachers, very good friends who are teachers. I've got you know, friends that are headmasters and so on, in charge of schools, right? But they always. That I'm always told by my teacher friends, and I don't think they're wrong, that, that they don't really have holidays. Because I say, well, yeah, but you get 13 weeks holiday a year. Because you get six in the summer, you get four at, like, Easter and Christmas, and it's all split up. And about, yeah, about 13 weeks holiday a year, and half terms and so on, right? And they go, yeah, but we work throughout. Because of the paperwork now and the load of work the teachers get. We don't get holidays. We work throughout the holidays. We're either in school doing stuff, or we're working on stuff, right? So my question is okay, I accept that. So why don't you go on strike during the holidays? Yes. If it's the same amount of work.
Yeah.
But that never happens, does it? It's always on a day when we have to have the children out of school to make our lives inconvenient. So I accept that you work during the holidays, but that's when you should go on strike then. Fair?
More considerate, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway, like I said, it's all quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we do help to explain the news in its purest form. I'm just being controversial, it's what talk radio does.
Yeah.
Keep texting Anne. we break the news down to its purest form, and that is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Chris Evans quits Top Gear, a star in an unreasonably watched car crash.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Which serenades us perfectly through the mouldering pitter-bread doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's right, it's time for Lonely Lunch Club. Are you lunching alone? The reason? It doesn't matter. However, the solution is us. Allow us to be your virtual friend and or colleague, able to, just like you would at work, perhaps, have a little chit-chat with someone you accidentally met in the kitchen. You both walked over to the kettle at the same time. There are no mugs in the cupboard, are there? They're all in the dishwasher or the sink because no one's bothered washing them up. And you have a little chat about that, maybe. And then you wander off out back into the office and go your separate ways because you don't know each other that well. And the chit-chat, though about anything, has been mildly awkward. We can do that. We can do mildly awkward chit-chat. We want to know if you are lunching alone. And we will see if we can improve your lunch and make it, and you, fewer lonely. If you're a lonely what lunch... Get in touch. Get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You're a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. You can do it like this. Lonely Lunch. It's an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. On the telephone now is a person. Hello, that person.
Hiya.
Hi, who's that?
I'm Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, fine. Good banter straight off. So, Ryan, where are you? What do you do?
I'm a student. I live in Wembley.
Wembley. All right, and why are you lunching alone, Ryan? What's wrong with you?
Sort of everyone's out. I'm home. Okay. Term's over.
Yeah.
Having some lunch.
Just having lunch. That's what you're doing. It's lunchtime. It's Lonely Lunch Club. That's the point. I know. What are you having for lunch? What are you having for lunch?
I'm having a lonely soup.
A lonely soup. What would you say, Ryan? If I put you on the spot, which I'm about to do, what's the loneliest of all the soups? Think of all the soups that there are. What's the loneliest soup? Would you say?
Oh, it'd be like a Heinz tomato.
You would, wouldn't it? That's like,
that is a very lonely soup.
That is.
I mean, that's a soup. That's a soup made by someone for their lunch with no imagination, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
it's a basic
definitely.
Standard. There's nothing to that, is it? It's just boring, and you know,
what a slice of Kingsmill white bread, something like that.
Other Kingsmill bread is available. What soup are you having?
I'm having a cheeky pea and ham.
See, that's good. That's a strong soup. That's not a lonely soup. That's a social soup.
I think the loneliest soup is probably the minestrone.
Very good.
It's not very good. Don't encourage him.
Did you get it? Did you get it? Then?
I did get it, right. But I didn't want it.
Yeah, well, that one.
You sit back and try and think of another one of those.
Okay.
Well, I just talked to Ryan. Ryan, you're lunching alone. Do you live in a shared house then, being a student, and everyone else has gone out?
No, I live at home.
Oh, with parents?
With parents, yeah.
I see. So the pea and ham then, not your decision, just something you found in the cupboard?
Yeah, that's perks of living at home. Food in the fridge. I
suppose that's a good point, yeah. So where are they all?
I think they've just gone to the shops.
Oh, that soup won't buy itself, will it, Ryan?
No, this is true.
So they've gone to the shops, leaving you all alone. And what, you said you're a student, what do you study?
Acting.
Acting, you say? Interesting, yeah. Right. Oh, good. So what year are you in? How long have you got to go?
Just finished my final year.
So what's that?
Unemployment, here I come.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably about a couple of months till you're working in a bar, isn't it? that's good. So what sort of what productions have you been involved in, Ryan? Let's go through some of them. Good chat. I like this chat now.
Yeah, all sorts, plays, musicals.
What's your greatest role to date?
Oh, good question.
You see, that was a trick question. Well, you should have said the Kingsmill one I'm having with my soup.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. Thanks. Forget.
Yeah, in your face with your Minus Lonely days. no, go on, greatest role to date.
We just did one set in a Young Offenders Institute. That was quite fun.
Oh, okay. Well, always. Anything we know or?
We did a musical, Sweet Charity. That's quite famous.
Yes, it is. We'll go back to the Young Offenders. What was it?
It was called Through the Wire.
Oh.
Written by Catherine Johnson, she's a great writer.
Oh, Catherine, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good play.
Yeah. Who were you in it?
I played a young offender called Ant, who's basically the play set during the visiting hour in the Young Offenders Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And Ant's a character that gets no visitors.
This ties in so well. Lonely Ant.
Lonely lunch, lonely visiting hour.
Yeah, lonely Ant, you see. So very much for you, that, given your lonely lunch status, is method, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That, so you're just channeling your family leaving you as they go shopping in sort of lonely sort of a way.
It's kind of research, I think, this.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to look at it, because, you know, as an actor, you'll pretty much be lonely and unemployed for about the next 20 years. So, you know, it's fair that you're getting used to it.
No, 20's not bad going, really.
It's not, actually. You're absolutely right. Good. Well, look, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for being our lonely lunch of today, Ryan. You are now a fully-fledged member of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. As soon as... we're 4 months in now, and, you know, at the beginning of this, we promised that you'd get a talk radio lonely lunchbox. I think that was what we talked about. Branded.
Yeah.
Right? Four months in, 5 meetings, nothing still happened. But, you know, when it happens, Ryan, we'll get one to you.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Pour your soup in it. Ryan, thank you very much. That's Ryan. He's the latest member of the Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to join it, all you have to do is send us an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll phone you back. You just tell us what you're doing, what you do, why you're lonely. That's it. And we just idly chat about it, as you've just heard. That's fine. Let's go over to our correspondent, Dave, to see if he's thought of another lonely soup other than Minus Lonely.
Leek and potato. Oh, no, I'm all alone.
Leek and potatoen.
What does that mean?
Like, you're on your own. No?
I'm going to have to say no to both of you. It's...
Minus Lonely?
Don't... Stop saying Minus Lonely. Stop. If you can think of a lonely soup, do get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word minutes lonely. Because that's the only one.
I think it actually is.
Yeah. It's really hard. I looked up a list of 50 soups and I couldn't get any of them to work.
Stilton and broccolone.
Did you just put the word lonely at the end there? I could do that. Mushroom lonely.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Chicka lonely.
Noodle lonely. Carrot and curry lonely.
Anyway, it's time for Headline Hijack. Which means that somebody's got to get their made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. And the number to do that on, as ever, remains 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And here's what's been coming in. Some other examples of what's been coming in before we find the winner with their made-up news story coming out of Victoria's mouth very shortly. What have you got there, Cornelius?
I have got this one from Julie, who says, just days before the results of the Chilcot inquiry, or day now, Tony Blair went into hiding. He has been, having been missing over the weekend, he was eventually found in the same hiding place in Iraq, in which Saddam Hussein was found, and rather confusingly, has grown the same beard.
He sought out the drain.
Yeah, he
that
did.
Saddam Hussein was hauled out of.
To be honest, that would be the last place you'd look.
It really is. To be fair, yes. So that's not a bad idea he's had.
Yeah.
If he just made a beeline for that drain where Saddam was hiding, grew the same beard and lay in there in some rags. And you're right, no one would think of looking there. Wembley Arena have announced that they're cancelling an event booked for later this year after having learned what the nature of the show is. Tiger versus Polar Bear was billed as a great family day out. But it's since emerged that the show would largely consist of a tiger fighting a polar bear to the death. That's...
I can see that.
On ice.
It's unfair on the tiger.
Unfair on the tiger. thanks for that. If you've got a made-up news story, well, you know where to go. Let's find out who's got their made-up news story into the news today, which will be along in about 2 minutes' time. Cornelius, give me a name.
Jason.
Jason, where's he from, Dave?
Austria.
Where?
Austria.
James from Austria, is he?
I misread it.
Okay.
Luton.
Jason from Luton, by way of Austria. You've got your made-up news story in the news, which is next. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Hello, here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, junior doctors' dispute is set to continue. Tories start the first round of voting for their new leader. And more difficulties for Wales fans heading to the Euros.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, the Health Secretary said it's extremely disappointing junior doctors have rejected the government's proposed new contract. 58% of British Medical Association members across England voted against the offer. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
The government's offer only came after a bitter dispute, which included the first ever full doctor strike in NHS history. But despite the heartache that went into negotiations, it's been rejected by junior doctors themselves, who are worried about the effect it would have on their working lives, their patients, and the future of the health service. The head of the BMA's Junior Doctors Committee, Dr. Johan Malawana, has resigned following the result, saying a new chair is needed to secure a contract that wins the confidence of the profession.
Rules for banks are being eased following the EU referendum in the hope it'll increase lending. The Bank of England says it'll stop insisting banks hold on to so much cash, potentially freeing up £150 billion for borrowers. The head of the European Commission's criticised Leave campaigners Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson for stepping aside when things got difficult. The UKIP leader is resigning from his role, and Boris Johnson surprised many people by not running to replace David Cameron as Prime Minister. Jean-Claude Juncker also says he can't see why it's going to take the UK so long to sort out leaving the EU.
I could understand that the Remain camp needs weeks to reflect, but I don't understand that the Brexit camp needs months before knowing what to do. I would have thought that they would have had a plan. Instead of developing a plan, they are leaving the boat.
Voting is underway in the first stage of deciding the UK's next Prime Minister. Home Secretary Theresa May is the early frontrunner in the race to succeed David Cameron as Conservative leader. MP James Cleverly has told Talk Radio she's got his backing.
We're lucky because we've got a slate of, I think, very, very good potential leaders of the party and Prime Minister. So it's a choice of positives. But I think Theresa's particular mix of experience, particularly at this time when we need some stability, for me, I think is the right answer.
The schools minister has described industrial action by teachers in England as politically motivated and futile. Members of the NUT are staging a 24-hour walkout over what they call the worst cuts in funding since the 1970s. The latest strike by French air controllers has left many Wales fans panicking about getting to the Euro 2016 semi-final against Portugal tomorrow. More than 200 flights have been cancelled today alone in the 13th walkout in the past 14 weeks. And 2016 hasn't been a good year for new music, as not a single British debut album's gone platinum this year. Figures show only ex One Direction Zayn Malik and Jack Garrett made the top 200 bestsellers.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's got the weather. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria. She's got the weather.
That's nice. I like that. Mainly dry with sunny spells across England and Wales. Further showers across Scotland and parts of the east coast of England, which may be heavy at times. Highs of 21 degrees.
She's Victoria. She's Victoria. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks. Thanks.
Great. Right, 3 minutes past two. Very shortly indeed. It's work experience punditry with Aidan, who brings us some sick beats.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Jose Mourinho says he won't accept fourth place as success for Manchester United next season.
Thanks, Toby.
At his first press conference since taking over at Old Trafford, the Portuguese admitted he's disappointed the club aren't in the Champions League this year. He says they must be back there in 12 months, but insists that's not the limit of his ambitions.
Let's try to be back to the Champions League. Let's try to be back to the top four. Let's try to do well in the Europa League. I'm not good on that and I don't want to be good. I prefer to be more aggressive. And to be more aggressive is to say that we want to win.
Leroy Fair is now a Swansea player. The Dutchman has signed a 3-year deal, joining from QPR. West Ham defender Aaron Cresswell has put pen to paper on a 1-year extension to his contract. And Andy Murray has been confirmed in the Great British Davis Cup team for the quarterfinal with Serbia next week. He says his participation depends, though, on how he feels after Wimbledon. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And some breaking news. The Welsh FA has submitted a formal proposal demanding that tomorrow's semi-final clash between Wales and Portugal is contested by Gareth Bale and Cristiano Ronaldo only. In an official statement, they said nobody cares about any of the other players anyway, and that Cristiano is past it and Bale will destroy him.
Thanks very much, Victoria. More news in half an hour.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, that is 2:05 now, and well, you're listening to Talk Radio, and yes, hello, I'm John Holmes. And on the programme today, we are giving away two tickets, two VIP tickets for a backstage tour of Julia Hartley Brewer. You and a friend can take in all of the areas of Julia Hartley Brewer that no one ordinarily gets to see. The area in her brain where her right wing views are formed. The bit where she accidentally called the England team nonces on the BBC last week and then had to apologise for it. Plus, you get a complete tour of the special hell that she's got reserved, especially for interns and her producers. Two tickets for a backstage tour of Julia Hartley Brewer for you and a friend up for grabs this afternoon on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Time for work experience punditry. Right, we bring you Aidan. Regular listeners will know that Aidan does music reviews here, where he turns up every week with some music that I've neither heard of nor give a toss about. But still, he comes with it and subjects us to it, even though we don't understand his sick, sick beats.
I've got some great stuff this week.
Oh,
you're going to love it.
Really. Yeah. Right. He's here, of course, because he's work experience. And this is where we're road testing the next generation of pundits, critics, broadcasters. That's the reason we do it. The main reason we do it is his work experience. We don't have to pay him. What have you got, Aidan?
Okay, so kicking off the show, a chap called Jacob Collier. Now, he is a prodigious talent. He's only 21. And his debut album came out on the 1st of July in my room. And I believe we've got a clip.
It came out in your room?
No, it's called the album is called In My Room.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought when you said it came out in my room.
Although he did a Kickstarter, no, a pledge campaign to fund the album. Yes. And if you pledge 10 grand, he would come out to your house and give you a private concert. So, kind of.
Well, I'd do that. Anyway, should we have a listen?
We've got a clip of the fourth and final single from the album, Hajanga.
Let it echo loud and clear across the ancient stratosphere. Even when the sun refused to shine, song of love that never dies.
What? What's that bass?
Were you playing five tracks at once there?
Was that all four of his singles playing simultaneously?
Like a game show theme.
What the hell was that? It just sounded like you just pressed go. I've got four tracks here. Just play them at once. Go. And then something happened.
I've got another clip for you. I wanted to leave it, but I want to play it to you now.
Yeah.
He does a cover of the Flintstones theme tune, a cappella. And we've got a clip of it.
All right.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age family. Let's ride with the family down the street. Through the courtesy of friends to feed. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba yabba doo da. Have a yabba doo da. We're gonna have a gay old time.
If he came round my house and performed that, I would punch him full in the face.
All six of him, yeah.
And also, it's interesting you said that he came out in your room and then sang about having a gay old time. So,
you know. So, he started out kind of 4 years ago. He was doing covers of famous songs. So he did...
Well, he shouldn't.
Isn't She Lovely, Stevie Wonder. He did Don't You Worry About a Thing.
A cappella.
Yeah, a cappella. Well, he would make jazz, sort of jazz fusion arrangements, and he would play all the instruments himself. And it was self-produced, and he'd film it and edit it all himself. All of what you heard, so all the instruments you heard in the first... Yeah. That's all him playing, and he produced the album himself. Yeah. And he got picked up a few years ago by Quincy Jones, who right. is now his mentor and manager. And he's getting huge amounts of attention from all over the jazz world. So Chick Corea is like his best mate. Herbie Hancock attended the album launch and is also a good friend of his. Pat Metheny has met him a few times. He's also gone on stage with Snarky Puppy, who are an upcoming they're kind of like a jazz collective. There's like just basically a bunch of young guys playing sort of kind of funky jazzy music. And Jacob went on stage at them in the Roundhouse gig they did a few years ago. And he also appeared on a recent album, which was released in January this year. So he's getting a lot of attention in certain parts of the music world.
Snarky Puppy.
Oh.
What do you know, though? I mean, jazz is abhorrent, as we know, right? So
are you not a fan
of jazz?
No, you're not a fan of jazz.
Who the hell would be? But overall, that wasn't too bad.
No. Aiden just looked to me when you said that, who the hell would be? And I was just like, no, I'm not. No one is. John is right on this.
Literally,
one.
No one likes jazz.
Jazz is crap.
Yes. It's just, thank you, Dave. It's just something that you tell people you like in order to appear pretentious at parties. That's all it is. Nobody actually likes jazz.
I've been found out.
Yeah. You know, nobody wants to. I went once to a jazz concert.
Which one did you go to?
I went to Ronnie Scott's.
Right.
Right.
That's
and
good.
I thought, well, you know.
No one was there.
The vibe. The vibe is good, and it was just like I wanted to kill myself.
Who did you see playing though?
I don't know. Still sound the same. See, that's why he did that. Because that's basically the words of jazz. Yabba dabba dabba doo 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 doo. Yabba dabba doo.
Shaka Khan did a gig at
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Shaka.
Everybody say Shaka Khan. And the tickets were £300 each.
Well,
and that wasn't even resale. That was on the door. £300.
Well, she can shove it. But no, that wasn't as annoying.
No.
As jazz.
And the thing is, because he manages to combine a lot of stuff. As you heard in the first track, there's a lot of stuff going on. So there's
four songs at once.
Yeah. So there's jazz, of course. There's rock. There's soul. There's R&B. There's pop. That song, Hajanga, and the first single, Hideaway, is the closest he gets to pop. And he can write a melody.
Yeah.
He doesn't just do all these kind of funky chords, all this weird, crazy instrumentation. It's not just showing off.
Yeah.
He is actually writing very, very good songs.
Yeah.
So there's another track he does called Down the Line on the album, which borrows heavily from Stevie Wonder and people like D'Angelo. And you could kind of argue it's a little bit of a pastiche, but because his voice is so unique and because the arrangements are so fantastic, it doesn't really bug you when you're listening to it. And I have to say, he's 21, my age, scarily, and it's just a very complete album. It's got a start, it's got a finish.
And it's got its own style, though,
it's
as well,
definitely got
which
its own
is,
style,
which is
yeah.
kind of, in this day and age, facetiousness aside,
exactly.
that is not a bad thing,
no,
given that everybody sounds the
exactly.
same.
It's very, very unique. So I love the album, even if you don't.
Well, I don't know yet, but, you know, I would give that a listen, though.
No, sure.
I would,
okay.
on your say-so.
Yeah.
See, that's what this feature is for.
Okay.
Many, many listener now we'll be thinking, oh, I hate jazz like every right-thinking human. But that might give that a go.
Well, there you go. If you think you hate jazz, maybe listen to this album because it might bridge the gap between what you're usually listening to
yes.
and jazz.
Good.
Okay?
Yes.
Another some stuff?
Have you brought any jazz mags?
What?
Nothing. Moving on.
So, Blink-182, here we are.
Oh, now you're talking.
This might be more up your street. They've released a new album. The first album in 5 years.
Yes.
This is sans Tom DeLonge. Is it Tom DeLonge? Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge? Tom DeLozenge?
Tom DeLonge.
Tom Delaney.
Tom Delaney.
Sam Delaney.
Sam DeLonge.
Sam DeLonge.
Sam DeLonge.
So they've got a new album out called California, and this is the debut single, which went straight to number one. It was their first number one in 12 years. It's Bored to Death.
Back from 17, the whispers turn into a scream, and I'm not coming.
working, Aidan. Now you've redeemed yourself.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah.
You actually genuinely liked it?
I did genuinely like
it. Well,
that.
Okay, so I don't know, do you know what's happened to Tom DeLonge since he's left the band?
No.
It's quite an interesting story.
So
basically, they've replaced him, Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio. Whatever happened to them?
Alkaline Trio, yeah.
I've got like a story about Matt Skiba, but if you want it later, just...
Well, we can have it now.
You know.
What? Have it now.
Yeah.
Oh, I've upped the ante, haven't I? So it's a good story.
Yeah.
It's very much a story.
Right.
Is it
one of your classic non-anecdotes?
Did you see the back of his head?
Good, very niche callback to when I went boxing
much.
And saw Denise Lewis.
The back of Denise Lewis's head. Great.
No, Dave's full of great stories.
I once spent the afternoon with Matt Skiba.
Yes.
And another member of the Alkaline Trio when I was 16.
Right.
And I was playing in a school orchestra concert. Huh? This is a true story.
Right.
And we had
what were you playing?
I was playing the violin.
Oh.
And we had a break in our rehearsal, and Alkaline Trio playing in the building next door. So we went and like snuck into their sound check.
Yeah.
And we thought it was really cool, and it was really cool. Then he wanted to find a record store, so we got on the bus, went into central Manchester to a place called Vinyl Exchange, where Matt Skiba proceeded to look for two items in the record store that he desperately wanted to see.
Yes.
One was the current Alkaline Trio record, just to see if I had it. And the other...
Sign a few copies.
...was the aforementioned Jazz Mags. That's all he wanted. He bought two items. His own record and a porn DVD. And he went back and did a gig, and I went and played in the orchestra.
Honestly, listening today, it's like it's like the great raconteur in the room.
You're welcome. You'll be telling that story.
Aidan,
yeah.
Carry on.
So, Tom DeLonge is now dedicating his life to his obsession with UFOs. Now, apparently, he's in contact with several top secret, very high up government and NASA agents.
Right. Oh, he's gone mad.
Well, he has written a book, a 700-page novel called Secret Machine, Secret with a K, Chasing Shadows. Soon to be released, and apparently a lot of the information he's got in the book is true, and has been passed to him from these secret government agents and people who work for NASA. Apparently, America are in possession of anti-gravity technology, and they've had it for years, and he knows all this stuff. And apparently, so that's why he left the band. In interviews, he doesn't say that he's left the band for that reason, for creative differences.
Yes,
but he's dedicated his whole life to this now.
Right,
to chasing UFOs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Still a better story than Dave's, though, isn't it?
So that's good.
I thought that was a pretty good story, to be fair.
Thanks, Aidan.
Yeah.
All right. So, after the break, what else do we have?
We have some songs for NASA.
Is Tom DeLonge involved in that as well?
No. This is not linked, but it is linked to the probe, actually. So it's pretty interesting.
Right. Yeah. Good. So, for all the probe news you could ever wish for, stay there. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Work Experience Punditry with Aidan, who's doing music today. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitchin Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën. TNC supply, advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tires at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tires and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tires for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit, and save.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's continued delays on the M3 in Surrey near Camberley. The southbound closure now extended from the M25 through to Junction 4 at Camberley following a serious accident. The northbound carriageway has reopened after air ambulance attended the scene. Suffolk's A12 is also closed south in Ipswich. This is between Junction 33 and Junction 32B near Copdock. The northbound side has reopened again. Air ambulances have gone from that. And South Yorkshire's northbound M1 is very slow at the moment. A vehicle's broken down near Catcliffe, Junction 33 to 34. Two lanes are out. I'm Joanna Adams.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel
worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Visit Money Supermarket and you could save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
I'm worth it.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am him. Just ahead of more work experience punditry. Some of your reactions have been coming in this afternoon, Cornelius. A lot of reactions coming in, I understand.
Absolutely. We'll be singing when we're winning's come in from Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
And George Galloway's show is a milt. A mother I'd like to listen to.
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with what you like.
Tuesday afternoon, and it's Work Experience Punditry, where we road test the next generation of critics and broadcasters, of course. And we do it with work experience people, because we don't have to pay them. Aidan comes in on a Tuesday. He does the new music. He brings in his sick, sick beats. What have you... we've already talked about...
So the next sick beat I've got...
Blink 182. What was the other one?
Jacob Collier.
Jacob Collier. Boobadabba. what have you got next?
So, up next, we've got some NASA music. So, in preparation for the unmanned probe, which has just reached the orbit of Jupiter.
Correct.
Today, which is pretty exciting. They commissioned some artists to write some songs about America and in celebration of the mission. So, one of them...
Right.
Yeah.
Haven't they got better things to do with their money?
Mm.
Like make rockets?
Mm. So, right. So they got Weezer to do a track.
Well, I like Weezer ordinarily.
It's called I Love the USA, and we got a clip.
Got bills to pay, you sure know what to say. I'll put you in your place. Land of the free, I'm on my way.
Don't love that.
No, you're not.
Is that? Not really. I mean, look. Here's the tip: if you are a songwriter, and I don't care if it's NASA's money, right? But you are never going to be able to write a song about America when there's born in the USA. You're never going to top that.
No.
So there's no point in trying.
But I love the USA, though.
Do you?
No. Well, I like that song. If I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you why. Because it's like, to be fair, that's quite a hard, as you say. There's the precursors that are a lot better,
yeah.
That are, you know, definitive, right?
Yeah.
So that's quite a hard assignment to try and capture, you know, and do it in a fresh way.
Yeah.
Something that's kind of relevant to today.
Yes. Which is why they haven't.
No. Well, I think they have.
Yeah.
I think they, yeah. Because they kind of incorporated, they are quite, because later on in the song, there's sort of these dueling, soloing guitars.
Yes.
Which I didn't bring that in because I did think
dueling, soloing guitars.
Yeah, there's two of them.
That's
two of them.
Two. Hang on. Dueling solo. Are they just dueling guitars?
No, but they're soloing at the same time.
Yes, you know, but like there's two of them. They can't be soloing.
You know, no, because you know, like in Freebird, there's those two guitars that solo, but they solo together, don't they?
Well, if there's two of them, they can't be solo because the definition of solo is one.
But I think okay, two noodling guitars. There we go. They're kind of just noodling. It's an industry term.
Okay, fine.
I think it's quite, because it's quite an odd song, as you heard.
Yes.
But it's intriguing, and it's a lot better than the one I'm going to play you next, oh, which was attempted by Jim James from My Morning Jacket. Yeah. And he wrote a tune called Everything the Universe. And we've got a clip.
Lying here late at night, silent with my hand on her face, making every mistake that she's asked me to make. If she breaks for a moment with her eyes locked in mine, might as well be every star same time.
Yes, I see your point. Yeah. I mean, if that was aboard the probe and an alien did happen upon that, I mean, they wouldn't make contact.
No,
they
wouldn't. No,
it's not.
No, it wouldn't be Independence Day 2, which I did see in the end, and it was awful.
It's terrible.
It is absolutely dreadful.
Dreadful film.
But the weird thing about that track is that's it for 4 minutes. That's it. There's no hook. There's no chorus. That is literally it for 4 minutes. So, yeah. It's kind of taking the mickey. You've been given probably quite a lot of money from NASA,
yes,
and Apple Music, and you come out with that. A little bit annoying.
Well, also because I don't know why NASA is squandering. You know, NASA, as we hear, are often in Congress trying to get more funds to fund such as the probe mission, and to further mankind's exploration of the universe and our understanding of our place in it,
and to leak information to Tom DeLonge as well.
Yes, and all that, so to waste some of that money.
Yeah,
but how do they justify that?
I don't know.
To Congress,
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing.
Just going. So what's on the slate? Well, we've got a probe going to Jupiter. It's 558 million kilometers through space. We're going to get it there. It's going to take 5 years. It's going to be billions of dollars worth. It's got to get through Jupiter's radiation clouds without it burning up all the electronics. Yeah. So we need this in order to probe the core of Jupiter to further our understanding of what that planet is actually made of.
Verbatim, yeah.
And, we also got this guy from My Morning Jacket. We're going to give him a couple of $100 to record a pile of crap.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, pass that one. Sounds great.
Right.
Hit again, Weezer. I love them. I love those guys. Sure, that'll shout about the USA. I love it.
I've got some news. You want some news? Just some news?
Oh, let me think.
Yes.
Okay.
Got some music streaming beef. Here we are.
What are you saying?
Some beef between music streaming services.
Oh, fine, yes.
Yeah. Apple are apparently attempting to buy out Tidal. So Jay-Z initially bought Tidal off a Swedish company, I didn't know this, called Aspiro, for $51.2 million. Tidal currently boasts only 3 million paying customers.
Yes.
Apple Music have got 13 million paying customers.
Right.
And so Apple Music are now trying to buy out Tidal. But Spotify have since sent an angry tweet, I think, or someone said something angry to Apple, because apparently Apple are blocking the Spotify app, or did some dodgy stuff with the Spotify app, which meant people couldn't download it. So Spotify were accusing Apple of trying to corner the market. Also in the mix is Amazon, who want to set up their own Amazon Music streaming service for £10 a month,
right,
which presumably will come as a package deal with their Prime service.
Yes.
So at the minute, we've got Apple trying to buy out Tidal, trying to squash Spotify's influence on the App Store, and Amazon trying to come in to this new streaming platform as well. So it could get a bit messy.
There's already music streaming, isn't there?
Because
it's called the radio.
Yeah, well,
And technically, you know, that's what... I mean, what is Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs, if not what you want to hear, request streaming radio service, music service? What is it? Other than that's what it is.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, there's loads of arguments about whether Spotify is fair or not to the artist. I mean, I read a crazy statistic, like, you know, Megan Trainor. Are you familiar with Megan Trainor?
She had
a
big about that bass.
All About That Bass. She had a big single.
Oh, No Treble.
Yeah. No Treble. Yeah. It got millions of millions of streaming hits on Spotify.
Yeah.
And the principal songwriter got something like $5,000 just from all those millions of streams.
Yeah.
So there are arguments whether the streaming services are fair to the artists. Some are more so than others. Of course, some artists have exclusive deals, like Tidal had exclusive deal with Kanye West's album, Beyonce's album. Also,
has anyone else lost the thread of this?
No.
It's quite complicated. Yeah. It's quite complicated. And it could get quite messy.
I can't get my head around it.
She would put it in a haiku. So there we go. There's lots of stuff going on in the
Aidan,
streaming world.
Thank you very much. Never bring jazz in here again. Aidan there, work experience punditry on Talk Radio. Now, the comedian Carl Donnelly will be joining us very shortly, I think. He's going to be forced to play a game of band or shoe. There's also the big debate at three. The news, as just mentioned, in haikus. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think cheese or foxes? There's also a week's worth of lazy PR. All coming before 4 o'clock on today's programme. It's 2:30. Here on Talk Radio and elsewhere, Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio.
A new deal for junior doctors in England has been rejected by union members. The Health Secretary says he's extremely disappointed after 58% voted against the proposals for a new contract, which were drawn up during tense talks at the Conciliation Service, ACAS. Junior doctor Degan Lonsdale has told Talk Radio the long-running dispute is having a big impact on staffing.
We have now had hospitals in North London that have said they actually cannot staff their A&E services safely and appropriately, and that must purely be a recognition of how awful the working terms and conditions are for junior doctors and how poorly the contractual terms allow people to both work in emergency medicine and have a life.
Two former Tory cabinet ministers have been caught criticising the candidates running to be Prime Minister. Former Chancellor Ken Clark was recorded describing Theresa May as a difficult woman, while Malcolm Rifkin claimed he didn't mind who won as long as it wasn't Michael Gove. Rules for banks are being eased to increase lending. The Bank of England says it'll stop insisting banks hold on to so much cash to free up billions following the EU referendum result. A rail company is being accused of mismanagement by the RMT union. It's after Southern announced it's cutting 341 trains a day from next week. Bookies could be forced to pay £20 million if Wales win Euro 2016. It comes as supporters are having problems again trying to reach France for tomorrow's semi-final match against Portugal. More than 200 flights have been cancelled due to the latest French air traffic control strike. And Jose Mourinho has given his first press conference as the new Manchester United manager. He says qualifying for the Champions League next season is his main priority. He's also listed some of his other aims for the club.
I want everything. I want to win matches. I want to play well. I want to play young players. I want to score goals. I don't want to concede goals.
The weather mainly dry with sunny spells across England and Wales.
So he wants to win everything. Jose Mourinho wants to win everything, as we mentioned this earlier.
Mm.
So that's what he said. I want to win everything. But the thing is, right, he's got to be careful with that because, you know, people could pick him in when his legacy, the next chapter of his legacy, in maybe, I don't know, 10 years' time, right? If he doesn't now win everything, people will look back and go, you're wrong. I mean, you know, if he doesn't win a fish at a fair on one of those dart card game throwing stalls, then that is a failure, isn't it? Because he hasn't won everything. If he doesn't win, what did you say?
Brit Award for Best International Female Solo Artist.
If Manchester United don't win that, then he's going to look like a fool. If they don't win a egg and spoon race at a child's fete, then he's going to look like a fool. He's kind of like Chris Evans, isn't he? When Chris Evans said, Top Gear will be a massive success and everyone will watch it. And then look what happened.
He just says what he wants. You know, he's aiming high. He's not saying it's going to happen.
Bingo. He'd have to win a game of bingo. Yeah. Well, most games, like, there's hundreds of games of bingo every week.
Yeah.
And he'd have to win all of them. I think all of his time's just going to be spent playing bingo.
Yeah. Well, but he's also going to have to win the Nobel Prize for Chemistry.
Oh, of course.
So he's got to do a lot of work, is what I'm saying.
Well, let's see what happens.
What's the rest of the weather?
So I'll start again. Mainly dry with sunny spells across England and Wales. Further showers across Scotland and parts of the east coast of England, which may be heavy at times. Highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
A drag race.
Yeah.
Where all of the Manchester United squad have to dress up in women's clothes and then run.
Mm.
So if he doesn't win that. Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio. We'll talk to Carl Donnelly next.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Afternoon, 2:35. Just before we talk to Carl Donnelly, comedian and man, let's find out what's been coming in terms of your reactions. Of course, Talk Radio, the home of reactions. You can react 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. I'm Miles Fletcher's real dad has come in. And Hardeep says, nobody has accused me of sexual harassment. I recognise I overstepped the mark and have apologised unreservedly.
Right, that was back when he was on The One Show. Okay, let's talk to Guest. Carl Donnelly.
What was that?
I don't know. Joins us now.
Nice.
It's good, wasn't it?
It was absolutely delightful.
I bet you haven't had an introduction like that.
I think I might do that for my Edinburgh show this year. I might just start with a little sing and sing myself on.
I am happy to come up to your show in Edinburgh.
Can you?
And just stand at the side and just do that. Just two words.
Somebody tried to convince me, the comedian Jimmy McGee tried to convince me this year, whenever my audience are coming in to my show, to just be dancing to Jamiroquai in the room. And I genuinely contemplated it for about 2 days and then couldn't justify it.
The thing is, with an Edinburgh show, right, there's a lot of them. So you've got to have a gimmick. You've got to get ahead of the crowd.
Really tap into that Jamiroquai market. That's what I think we need to do, guys.
You'd be surprised.
A lot of the Jamiroquai pound is worth a lot these days, I believe.
More than the sterling.
What is he up to?
Yeah. I heard Telly was coming back with a new album. That's bad news, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely.
I saw him. I got a Jamiroquai. It's not. This is.
Oh God! No, it's
a Jamiroquai story.
I just saw him. Yeah, exactly, mate. It's not even a story. This is just an aside. But I saw him
number two in a series of non-anecdotes by Dave, the producer.
I just saw him turning out of my parents' road 2 weeks ago in his big car. The end.
What's he driving these days?
Big, like, 4x4.
Yeah, of course, mate. Of course he is. Doesn't stand.
Yeah. He has to, because otherwise his hat doesn't fit in.
Yeah,
he never takes off, does he? His big, great big hat that he wears.
I haven't yet ascertained whether he actually lives on my parents' road or not, but maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's a story for another day, guys.
Yeah. I mean,
strap
in. I mean, every time you say, I've got a great story about, and then it's just a story. It's not great.
Feels time, doesn't it, mate? I've got 3 hours to do this show every day.
Fine. Right, so, hi, Carl.
Hi.
Yeah, good. So, well, Edinburgh then, obviously.
Yeah, that's
so
happening.
Yeah, that's happening, isn't it? So, yeah. I always, when I interview comedians, I it's no point in saying a back catalogue of comedians and your work now, because award-winning, yes, check.
I've won a couple, early days.
That'll
since
do,
then, mainly nominees. No, I've been nominated for a few.
That's more than many.
Some people don't even have the luxury of losing awards. No. I'm very lucky to have been in that category.
Also, you know, the Mock the Weeks.
Been on that a couple of times.
What about the Cats?
I have not been. Do you know what?
Have you not been the Cats?
Whenever I do, for some reason, it happens a lot of gigs in sort of weird little areas of the UK, and they've got a poster saying, come in this month, comedian. I'm always listed as having been on 8 out of 10 Cats.
Yeah.
But I haven't. but enough people have said it, so it's sort
it's
of
not true.
And no one checks.
If people believe it, that's fine.
No one checks.
Didn't get the old beans, though, for it.
No,
obviously.
That's annoying.
The Jamiroquai pounds.
the car pound, which is, of course, offshore, mainly. And that's why I've never been on. Let's talk very briefly about Edinburgh before we move on to testing your skill and knowledge
yes.
In a way that no one's warned you about yet. So, Edinburgh, how many times have you done it?
This is my eighth hour-long show in a row.
Right.
And then I did 2 years of like group shows when I was new, brand new. So this is actually technically my 11th Fringe, but it's my 10th.
Yeah.
One.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, no one does. What's it about? What's it about?
This show is not really, I don't know really, it's not really about anything. I'm trying to just do an hour of funny bits all over the shop, really. Like, it's sort of, I think it's sort of roughly about how the fact that I don't know why I'm a 34-year-old vegan when I grew up. Like a little, I was a little sort of hoodlum in my teens.
Oh, you know.
My show's called Badman Tings, because that's how I used to talk.
Good.
And then somehow I've just sort of woken up and I'm a 34-year-old middle-class vegan, isn't it?
So where, in terms of growing up then, you know, what led you down the path of the Badman Tings?
Just, you know...
Thuggery.
Thuggery. Peer pressure.
Yeah.
I had two groups of friends. I had my school friends who were all right. Some of them were a bit naughty, but I had another little side group.
Oh, yeah.
That were,
side project.
They were a side project that were naughty boys.
Really?
And, a couple of them ended up in the old members of the Grey Bar community.
Really?
That's prison, right? Yeah. So like, might have some listeners going, that's, where is this delightful sounding place?
Batman speaking.
I just got caught up in that, right. and I was.
Was there a chance you could have gone to prison, or did you get out before
that? No, I never did any crimes bad enough.
Okay.
I was a big shoplifter.
Yeah.
Was involved in.
Just from big shops?
Yes. Just big superstores. Yeah. Little Tesco superstores. Took a hit in the mid to late 90s. my heyday of thievery.
Yeah.
So I was just a bit of a.
But you repented now, of course.
I feel guilty. A lot of the stuff I did, I sort of actually don't look back on. I was quite. And then I got really laddy. Did the whole lads' holidays for years, like in my late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
And then it took my 20s to get that all out of my system.
Yeah.
And now I've realised I'm much happier when I'm doing a bit of gardening and like. And just I like to go off the rails once a month now rather than 5 days a week.
Yeah. And do you have it when you go off the rails once a month? Do you have a sort of do you go down to think right, Tesco's here I go.
Well, weirdly, Dave here to my right,
Ginger producer Dave.
He is your partner
in crime.
Well, last time I saw Dave, we got really drunk drinking Contro for some reason.
Yeah, we are lads.
Yeah,
we did.
On the swing in the park, was it? Where were you drinking this?
No, it was in a bar in Soho, wasn't it?
It was a bar in Soho.
Oh, Carl got really overexcited when he saw that they sold Cointreau. And I don't know if there's like a... do you have any...
My friend Pete Portugal is a big... He's a big Cointreau drinker. And my friend,
Portugal Pete, yeah.
His name's Pete Portugal. His nickname's Pete Portugal. His real name, I probably shouldn't say, but he's got a Portuguese surname.
Yeah.
And his nickname is Pete Portugal because he once convinced a girl. He said... He was telling her about himself. He was chatting her up, and he was talking about having Portuguese family. She said, "Oh, have you got a Portuguese name?" And he went, "Yeah, my name's Pete Portugal." And he convinced her that Portugal is the most common surname in Portugal, and she believed it, and that became his nickname from there on in.
Stay there because we've got to go for some, a break and that. So if you need a wee, now is the time. Or if you want to go rob something from a TalkSport office.
I'm going to nick some Talk Radio. Is there a rivalry? Is that why you want me to nick it from TalkSport?
A little bit of rivalry, yeah. You got
to nick Jacobs.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you could nick anything, could it be some equipment that works? We'd appreciate that over here.
Carl Donnelly is with us. Next, we'll be playing a game of Band or Shoe.
My favourite game.
Yeah. So if you would like to play against Carl Donnelly, and there is a prize involved as well, you can win, if regular listeners to this show will know this, you can win some meat. It's a budget thing. You can win a chicken, a beef, or a section of lamb, or a box, you'd like this, of organic veg.
That's what I would like to win.
We're not
Thank
racist.
You.
So the lines are open for that. If you'd like to take part, you were playing against Carl, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And that... is how you can win some meat or veg only on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even all your chain, for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Sky Bet.
We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Is now your baby's feeding time? Maybe it's your sorting through some bills time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Don't miss out. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's eastbound M27 down to one lane just after junction 2 at Salisbury following a serious accident. A serious accident on Surrey's M3 means that's still close south near Camberley, junctions 3 through to 4. The diversion is to follow the solid triangle symbol. There are severe delays. There's been a nasty accident on Suffolk's A12 in Ipswich. That's also close south near Copdock Village, 33 to 32B. And South Yorkshire's northbound M1 is struggling towards 34 at Meadowhall, where two lanes are out for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. I'm Jarena Adams.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Do the hustle. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, of course, you can't have failed to notice that the news recently is quite complicated. If they're not resigning, then they're on strike. The rolling news breaks every few moments. And you will have noticed simply by even looking out of the window how complicated news is. But we can help you with that. I mean, you've noticed how complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
No, you and other people, because it's complicated, as I mentioned, isn't it? It's quite complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we break the news down into its component parts here on Talk Radio on a weekday afternoon. And as you know, if you take the news and you strip back the layers, as though it were a sort of onion, what you end up with when you take all the layers away is news in its simplest form, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
So when you voted leave, that meant your job and the country in a mess.
The news in haikus. So this afternoon we are talking to the comedian Carl Donnelly.
One thing you're not afraid of at this station is a long lead in, are you? The haiku one, I was like, this is. You've really got 3 hours to kill, haven't you? Let's
try. Is it that obvious? Why do you think you're here? I mean, there's literally no other reason.
I actually did Hawksby and Jacob's show on TalkSport earlier on today.
Yeah.
And they get you in and out like 4 minutes.
Really?
And you get to say about 8 words.
Really? Oh, we'll have none of that round
even
here.
Even though Paul Hawksby?
Yes.
He wasn't there, so Martin Kellner had stepped in.
Oh, Martin, yeah.
But, yeah, they really, in and out. You guys, look like you're really glad to see someone else. Yes,
that's exactly what it
glad
is.
Glad for the company.
I mean, honestly, yeah, just so sick of each other. Yeah. It just relieves the tension when a fourth party can, like, it's like, you know, it's like in the when you've had a row with your other half, but you're in the pub or something, then you're glad when another friend turns up just to take the edge off for a while. It's just that. So anyway, Carl Donnelly, if you just joined us, is doing, did you say your 8th hour in Edinburgh this time?
Eighth hour long show in a row.
Coming up. We've established that you knew Dave a bit already, but it turns out you also know Cornelius of old as well.
We've crossed paths a few times in the past.
Yeah.
Is this back in your errant youth? Where Cornelius...
I remember you interviewed me once at Latitude, but we've been in touch before.
That
then,
was before. Back in the day. So I once contacted you because me and my friends couldn't get into any comedy gigs because I was like 16 and they're all 18. So you sorted it out for us, and then we all came.
To break the law.
Once again, did you know he was a lawbreaker in his youth, and that's why you targeted him?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got no morals or anything. So just
any underage people, just get in touch with me. That's not weird at all, is it?
Don't say that on the radio. Not in the current climate.
In the current climate's my favourite phrase for that. In this current climate.
Hashtag historical offences.
Although you were only under the drinking age.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Let's clear that up.
Did you buy him a beer, though?
Huh?
Did you buy him a beer?
I didn't buy him a beer. Did I buy you
Yeah,
a
you
beer?
Robbed him one, probably.
No, I think we all got drunk on the way there and just sort of waited it out.
Anyway, enough of this enough of this wayward crime spree of underage drinking, because it's time to play the promised game.
Yes.
Now, it's a game of band or shoe. And you're probably thinking, why, John?
I wasn't.
Okay. I'll tell you anyway. It's because watching some of the tennis last week, that man, Marcus Willis, who was the underdog, all his friends were waving their shoes at him.
Oh, yeah, I did see.
Which, in certain parts of the Middle East, of course, is an expression of abuse. But turns out not at Wimbledon. But I still don't know why they were waving their shoes at him. But anyway, it got me thinking, band or shoe.
Of course. That's a natural link.
So that's what we're going to be playing. And on the line, playing against you, Carl Donnelly, will be a listener who we've chosen out of all of the entries to play.
Confirm they are.
Shall we find
above
out?
Above legal age.
I will make sure of that. Who's that on the telephone? Hello?
Hi.
Who's that? Is that Meg?
It's Meg, yeah.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
How old are you, Meg?
I'm 21. It's fine.
We're fine.
Cut her off. Get rid of this 15-year-old.
Oi! Don't say that on the radio! God!
Sorry, Meg. You are absolutely fine.
Right, Meg, thank
Your
you.
Game.
You're gonna
you
be in with
just
a
right.
chance of winning. This has gone so on. This has gone really weird. So, Meg, your chance to win some meat, and by that I don't mean part of Carl Donnelly. You can win some chicken, some beef, or some lamb, Meg. What would you like out of those if you score highly?
All the veg.
All the veg, all the box of organic veg. We're not racist.
Beef?
Yes, that's fine. You can win some beef. Yeah, that's good. The beef will be yours, genuinely, if you score highly in this game. Now, basically, there's a list of things, right? And it's either the name of a band or, genuinely, the name of a shoe. All right? That's how it works. And I'm going to call them out. It's going to go between the two of you. It's going to be between you, Meg, and Carl. I'll stop that music and start this one. Right, so here's how it's going to work. I've got a list. There's quite a few. I'm just going to wait.
Okay.
And we're going to start. Who's keeping score today? Is it going to be you?
Yep, got it. I'm on it. I've made a score sheet.
Keeping score. All right, so... Ridiculous. So here we go, then, with a game of band or shoe. Right. Alphabetical order, of course. Meg first. Crossdresser. Crossdresser. Is that a band or a shoe?
Band?
It's a shoe. It's a brand of shoe. Predator, Carl.
Predator is a shoe.
It is
a football boot.
It's right. Glass slipper, band or shoe?
Band.
It's a band, is right. Yes, very good. There's a man called Glass Slipper. Dirty slipper.
Band.
Yes, there's a band. Air hole.
Air what?
Air hole.
Air hole.
Shoe?
Yes!
is a shoe, an air hole. Aerosols.
Aerosols are shoes.
Would you believe they are shoes?
They are shoes.
Arseholes. Meg. Yes, they're a band. They're an American punk band. Very good. Sandals of Majesty. Carl.
Sandals of Majesty. Yes. I reckon they're a band.
They are a band. It's good. Almond Tart.
Shoe?
Yes! It's a shoe.
Wow.
I know. Randy Sandals.
Randy Sandals.
Yes.
Shoe.
Country Western star.
Randy Sandals. Yeah. Is that true?
It's absolutely true. Fire Moon. Fire Moon.
Shoe.
Is a shoe. Good.
Wow.
Brown Shoe.
Brown Shoe.
Yeah. Band or shoe?
Brown Shoe. Band.
Yes. Rock Shoe. Meg.
Band.
Yes. Das Boot.
Das Boot. It's got to be a band.
It's a film.
It's a film. Yeah, yeah, it's a film.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a band or a shoe.
No, it's a trick question.
Okay.
Glitter Boot.
Meg. Band?
Yes. Glitter Band.
Glitter Band.
Yes.
Shoe.
Is a band.
It's a band.
Which I thought you'd get, given you what you were saying earlier.
I'm still amazed this game's going on. I thought you'd do three each, max.
Got 3 hours to
play. I'm seeing that. That's what happens when you're not allowed to play songs, isn't it? Listen to talk radio, which is all it is.
Yeah, all it is. Deal with it. We're doing shows now. Jazz off.
God.
It's a shoe. A jazz off is a shoe. Still going. Dr. Martin Stampers.
It's got to be a shoe.
Is a band.
Oh.
Black Lace.
I mean, that's very literal. Yeah. But, band?
Yeah, they're a band. Yeah. Black Lace Ups.
Shoes.
Yeah. Sneaker Pimps. Sneaker Pimps.
That sounds like a band.
It is a band. Sneaker Pumps.
Shoe.
Shoe! And finally...
Oh, there we go. Finally.
The Nike Wazzuk.
A band?
No, I just made that one up. right, so over to producer Dave.
High scoring game that, John.
Yes.
On account of there being loads of questions. loads of questions.
Shoes.
Check the system, shall I?
Oh, yeah, check the system.
Yeah, better check the system.
Oh, we just got to check the system. Meg, bear in mind, it's quite a slow system, so just hang on while we check the systems. Check me. It's a very slow system we've got here. It's quite a slow system.
Talk radio.
It's because we loaded Windows 10 on it. It's a slow system. Right.
John, system's ready.
Okay. Producer Dave.
All right, Carl.
Yeah. Yes.
Scored 7
yes.
points.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Meg.
Yes. Playing for beef.
Scored 9
she's
points.
She's got the beef! She's got the beef! Come on, yay! Meg! She's got the beef! She's all for the beef! She's won the beef! Well done.
Life goals.
You got the beef.
Well done.
Well done. Go away now. That was a game of band or shoe to fill time. Carl, thank you very much for joining us.
It's been an absolute joy.
Where's your show on? Tell us
my show is
I was going to ask that.
All right, just check 8:30.
I'm a professional person.
Every night of the Fringe, apart from the 17th, I reckon.
Yeah.
And it's at the Pleasant Courtyard.
Yes.
It's good fun. Bad Man Tings.
There we go.
It's very punchy.
Good.
No messing around.
Yeah.
It's no, like, filling time with games.
Fine.
It just works.
Pauses.
You only got an hour to film, mate. That's why.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah, what I might do.
That's 50 minutes.
Next
really.
Year, I'm doing a 3-hour show, and I'm definitely having band or shoes.
Carl, thank you very much for coming
in.
There we go. Talk Radio. The big debate coming after 3 o'clock. Also, more news in haikus. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think, and there'll be a week's worth of lazy PR. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and top chef Barry Vera as they demonstrate a fresh and flavoursome new recipe guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. Plus, answer a cookery question at talkradio.co.uk/competitions to win a hamper of Encona goodies. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is, yes, just after 3 o'clock, and good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, junior doctors reject a new contract offer. Two Tory heavyweights caught criticising prime ministerial candidates. And Cluedo gets an update.
Talk Radio.
The Health Secretary has described a decision by junior doctors in England to reject the government's new contract deal as extremely disappointing. The head of the British Medical Association's junior doctor committee has also resigned. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more on the bitter dispute.
What happens now? It took the first ever full doctor's strike in NHS history to get the Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt back around the table. Then, after intense negotiations, he and the British Medical Association finally agreed a deal. The BMA said it was the best and final way to end the row. But its 40,000 members have disagreed and voted to reject it. We could see more strikes now, but junior doctors have told me they know the public won't support them forever.
Two former Conservative cabinet ministers have been caught on camera criticising the candidates for our next Prime Minister.
I mean, Theresa's a difficult woman, but you and I work for Margaret Thatcher.
As long as Gove is not in the final two, I don't mind what happens.
I don't think either Andrea Leadsom or Boris Johnson actually in favour of leaving the European Union.
Former Chancellor Ken Clark and Sir Malcolm Rifkin made unguarded comments about all five of those in the running as Conservative MPs are voting in the first round of the leadership race. The Bank of England's Brexit plan means more people should be able to borrow more money. Funding rules are being relaxed for lenders in a move which is expected to increase lending to households and businesses by up to £150 billion. Rallies are being held by striking teachers in England who say school funding is facing the worst cuts since the 1970s. Education Secretary Nicky Morgan's criticised the action, calling it unnecessary. Martin Powell-Davis from the National Union of Teachers has told Talk Radio the government needs to listen to them.
What are you going to do about the fact that schools face 10% cuts in their budgets over the next few years, fewer teachers, fewer resources, fewer subjects? What's going to be done about that? You should be investing in children's futures. Are you going to do that?
Wales fans are struggling to get to Lyon for the Euro 2016 semi-final after more strikes have forced flights to be cancelled. Four from the UK into the French city have been grounded because of the latest walkout by French air traffic controllers. More than 300 are expected to be cancelled during the strike over staff and pay, which is thought will last up to 35 hours. And for the first time in 67 years, Cluedo has killed off one of its key characters. Housekeeper Mrs. White is being ousted by Dr. Orchid. She has a PhD in plant toxicology and was privately educated in Switzerland.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry with sun.
Stupid thing.
Mainly dry with sunny spells across England and Wales. Further showers across Scotland and parts of the east coast of England, which may be heavy at times. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. And now, is it Toby with us?
Yeah.
Toby has got the sport live from inside the Crystal Dome at the end of the Crystal Maze.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The new Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho says he's effectively already sealed three of his four priority signings. So far, Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Eric Bailly have been confirmed, while a third transfer understood to be Borussia Dortmund's Henrik Mkhitaryan will be done soon. Mourinho says he's close to being happy with the squad. West Ham have tied two of their English stars to new contracts. Aaron Cresswell will stay until 2021. Mikel Antonio had extended his stay until 2020. But James Tompkins, who's been with the Hammers since he was seven, has joined Crystal Palace for £10 million. And Leroy Fair has joined Swansea from QPR on a three-year deal. And we have a result in the first women's quarter-final at Wimbledon. Angelika Kerber is the first into the semi-final. She beat Simona Halep in straight.
Ten.
That's your latest sports news. Our budget.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Toby had the shut stop. Had that live from inside the dome, the Crystal Dome, at the end of the Crystal Maze. That's your sport. The big debate coming next here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Just ahead of the big debate, though, don't forget your chance this afternoon before 4 o'clock on this show exclusively to win two tickets for a VIP backstage tour of Julia Hartley Brewer. You and a friend can take in all areas of Julia Hartley Brewer, the mid-morning presenter here on Talk Radio that nobody ordinarily gets to see. The area in her brain where her right-wing views are formed. The bit that accidentally called the England team nonces on the BBC last week before having to apologise for it. Plus, the special hell that she's got reserved for interns and producers. Two tickets for a backstage tour of Julia Hartley Brewer. Up for grabs only this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So, 7 minutes past 3 o'clock, and the news, of course, this is tennis news this afternoon, and Andy Murray, this is the headline, is, according to John McEnroe, in his sun-filled pomp, and he deserves to go all the way this year. According to John McEnroe, it's Andy Murray's time once again. Because he's in his sun-filled pomp. Listening to that confusing sentence is Miriam, who's called in, having heard me say the word pomp. I mean, pomp to mean spectacle, to mean pageantry, I guess, Miriam. And you've just taken against that whole notion, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I've never been a fan. Never been a fan of pomp. I just think it ruins everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, why? What sun-filled pomp? What? I mean, the fact that we're even giving it airtime, the fact that we're even giving pomp even more pomp.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's you're not the only one, really. I mean, pomp, of course, normally reserved, only really used. I mean, this is why it's unusual that it's been used in this context, of course, because it's really only used with royal weddings, the Queen waving from a balcony or out of a coach, that kind of thing, isn't it? And I know you, I mean, you did tell our researchers as you phoned in, you've got through, was it 200 televisions in your time, just whenever something appears with the royals on it because of the pomp, you smash it to pieces. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Out the window, straight out. Not a chance. It's always like, because everyone's always like, well, you need pomp and circumstance. Yeah. Pomp and circumstance. And I'm like, no, you don't need, they're not a double act. And even if they were, you always know that there's always going to be one person who's the successful part of the double act, yep. which will be circumstance.
Yep.
And the other one is Ant McPartlin.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's a very fair point. Hold on the line, Miriam, because I've got Ian is just this moment called in from Earl's Court. He's hearing what you're saying. It's very much of the opposing view. We need pomp, do we, Ian? We need pomp?
Yes, I felt compelled to phone in because it seems to be something. I mean, I'm from Melbourne myself.
Yeah.
And I come over here and it seems you've got a very rich tradition of pomp, of ceremony, of ostentation. And I always think it's amusing when people like Miriam, is it?
Yes, it's Miriam.
Well, people like her, you know, indigenous people don't seem to like the very thing that has made this country wonderful.
Oh, please. That's not what's made our country wonderful. Look at the Leave bus. Look at that. If that was driven around the country, this massive red bus, what is that if that's not a massive piece of pomp pie? And that has ruined our country.
A little bit aggressive there, Miriam. No, I'm just saying that from an outsider's point of view, it's beautiful. What could be nicer than her regal majesty waving from the balcony?
Tell you what would be nicer, the money we give to her. That would be a lot nicer. I'd rather have that. You'd be a bit aggressive if you had someone like that waving at you up from their palace whilst you're stuck in your studio flat in East Finchley.
No, well, you know, I mean, I think that where I live in Oz, we've got nothing like that. It's very dry. It's very dreary. The thought of, I mean, if I could finish, please.
Yes.
Thank you. The thought of her regal majesty waving to her subjects is something that's what I wanted to experience when I came over here.
What
Prince
did
Charles and his lovely sons, Fergie and those.
Oh, are we just going to start naming all the royal
Hang on, let me
hang
on a minute, because you've got to remember this. Let's look. I mean, Ian, have you been down to the? Have you watched the changing of the guard? Have you been down there and seen that pomp? Have you seen the pomp with your own immigrant eyes?
Yes, regularly I go down there and I smell the.
You smell.
I take it all in. I breathe in all
sniff,
the heritage.
Sniff the Busby.
I used to come down many years ago and smell the Queen Mother as she passed.
Yeah.
You know, down the mall. Wonderful, wonderful people.
Well, this is exactly what I mean. All these pomp sniffers out there sniffing our royal family.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like it. And
well, is it though? Well, hang on a minute. No, wait a minute, because Miriam, you've got to think of the money that smelling the royal family brings into the country. It's fine for Australian people like Ian and his I'm going to call them ilk to come over. Yeah. Over here and smell the royal family. It's what they're for, isn't it, Miriam? Yes. I mean, come on.
I couldn't agree with you. I don't think it's right. I think that's just absolutely terrible of them to come over and start invading our country just so that they can give a whiff of the Queen Mother. This is terrible.
I mean, I'm assuming, hang on, Ian, before you come back in, let me just be clear. You haven't smelled the Queen Mother recently.
I smelt the Queen Mother's pomp.
Yes.
And I smelt the Queen's pomp and I the whiff of royal pomp. All the way up the mall, yes, I have whiffed it.
You have put your nose all the way up the mall?
The pomp, yes, Her Majesty's mall.
Let's take you back to an actual example of the pomp as well, because...
Look, see, this is the kind of behaviour the pomp encourages.
Miriam, you'll remember...
Dirty phone calls.
You'll remember this, Miriam. Miriam, you'll remember when at the last royal marriage, whichever one it was, when the coach, made of solid gold, of course, pulled up the Queen's Mall by Elton John, on the royal wedding route, of course. You'll remember that. I mean, Elton John pulling a coach, the...
No, I'd smash my TV up well before that happened. That was out the window as soon as the pomp even started.
You can't argue, though, that this country benefits from the smell of the pomp. I mean, am I right? They now sell the smell of the Queen in bottles, yes. Don't they? On the estate, the Prince Charles estate, the Duchy original pomp smell they'd sell now, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. You can get it. It's an organic pomp.
Yeah.
It's Prince Charles's organic pomp. I certainly enjoyed watching Elton John pulling the coach.
Yes.
He was red-faced. He was puffing. And we all said, come on, Elton. Keep going.
Yeah.
And he pulled and he pulled and he had those little breeches.
Yeah.
Because his only... Did you know, it's amazing when you come and see it firsthand and experience it. I've only seen him on the television being rude to people and so forth.
Yeah.
But when you see him in real life, he's actually very pleasant. And he's only 3 foot tall.
Yes.
But he pulled and pulled and pulled on the Duke of Edinburgh and the Queen. And up he went, straight up, you know, up the mall. Yeah.
Did you smell Elton when you were smelting?
Yes, I did. I smelt him, Elton. And I smelt his pomp as well as he passed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, would you draw the line? Would you... let's ask Miriam this. Miriam, you say you don't want this to smell the Queen's pomp, but have you ever...
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever done it yourself? Have you ever smelt a member of the royal family?
No.
Well, how does that put you in a position to say that you don't want it, then?
Well, I think I know if I want to smell a member of the royal family, and I really don't. I'd rather they much put all the money that they're spending on their pomp and on their circumstance and put it back into the NHS. That's what we need.
Where do you stand?
Not these pomp sniffers coming over, sniffing everyone out. It's just, it's silly.
Ian, where do you stand on circumstance? Because Miriam rightly mentioned circumstance. It often goes hand in hand with pomp. And I wonder, you're a fan of pomp, but what about circumstance?
Well, I've been to, I don't really know what it means, the circumstance bit, but if it's anything like the pomp and the regal majesty,
yeah.
I mean, I've been to the proms.
Yeah.
Is that pomp and circumstance? So I like that. I like that, if that is pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. Would you smell everyone at the proms?
No, I mean, I did catch a whiff of Sophie, who's married to Edward, and she stinks. So I don't want to smell her pomp.
No.
I didn't agree with me.
I mean, could you rate for us? I mean, you said you've smelled the Queen's pomp. You've smelled the late Queen Mother's pomp.
I've made a list of somewhere.
Good.
Do you want to rate different people?
Yeah, I do. Yes, please. I want to know whose pomp. And could you rate them for us out of 10 as well, the smell
out of 10. I'll do it out of 12. I did it out of 12.
Oh, fine.
I rate it. Yeah. The Queen, well, obviously, she's top of the pile there. I've got her down as 12.
Yeah.
I've got, the second in command, Duke of Edinburgh, I've got him down as 11.
11 pomp.
And so it goes down. Charles is an 11 as well.
Yes.
Prince William is an agreeable 9.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down. You've got Fergie there at 3, a bit of a whiff there. And then it goes all the way down to Sophie, as I say.
Yeah.
This thing. So
it stinks.
Hang on, but, yeah.
Oh, well, it's interesting. I mean, it's always good to talk to someone who has, first-hand smelt the... smelt the royal family. Look, we're going to have to sort of leave it there. And I just wonder if, Miriam, you know, you're going to rethink this because, the amount of money that smelling the royal family brings into this country, Miriam, I mean, you should be ashamed.
Yeah, but you're focusing a lot on the royal family. We're not looking at other people with pomp, you know? If there are other people with terrible, terrible pomp, and we just have to take them out of our government. It's just not viable to have these people pomping everywhere.
Let's sum up the debate in one word each, really, because we are slightly running out of time. But Miriam, sum this up for us in one word, the debate on whether or not we need pomp.
Obsolete.
Ian.
Whiff.
There we have it. That's the debate. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need to keep pomp, does it need to stay hand in hand with circumstance? Could they be segregated? As, of course, Nigel Farage was advocating before he resigned. Let us know your thoughts. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word pomp.
It's 3:17.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. Oh, how much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hampshire's M27 is struggling eastbound after earlier problems near Junction 2 for Salisbury. Only one lane is open on Surrey southbound M3 near Bagshot. This is after a serious accident around Junction 3, which has meant the motorway has been closed for some time, but it is partially open. Suffolk A12 and Ipswich still closed south after a serious accident near the Cop Dock interchange. A breakdown on the northbound M1 in South Yorkshire, causing queues around 34 at Meadowhall. And to Cheshire with the A533, the Hill in Sandbach. That's been closed in both directions because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, and it is Talk Radio, which, as you know, is the home of brand new music. You're aware of how new music's discovered in radio, I'm sure, aren't you? You must be aware of it. You've probably heard the radio. And what happens normally in the radio is, there's various presenters on various stations whose job it is to discover new music. And the way they do it is, it's stupid. Because what they do, and this goes all the way back to John Peel on BBC Radio 1, John Peel on BBC Radio 1. It goes all the way back to him, where he used to get sent CDs, or even back in the day, wax cylinders of new bands who were trying to get radio airplay. But what John Peel would do is listen to them all. I know. What an idiot. He'd listen to them all, but then sort of choose the ones he liked, the ones he wanted to promote on the radio, and that's what he'd do. And then he'd play them on the radio, and then they'd, you know, become famous. But that's just not fair or a level playing field. So what we want to do here on this programme is continue discovering new music in the only really fair way.
The John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
Down at Virgin Radio, then, the Georgie Rogers that there is, she's, you know, unlike John Peel, she's alive. And she discovers new music by listening to it as she gets sent it. Again, what an idiot. Here's the way to level that playing field. Invite you, if you're an unsigned band or musician, to send us a link or a physical copy of your music. We put it into a sort of mess pile and then at random pick one out of it and then on the radio play the first 20 seconds of your track without listening to it first. So we don't know what it's like, we don't know whether there's swearing in it, we don't know anything. But that's got to be fairer than just our opinion counting for anything, hasn't it? It's a fairer system. So that's how 20-second showcase works. You can get your music to us in the usual way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've broken hundreds of new bands so far in this feature. The optimum time to discover new music, of course, 23 minutes past three on a Tuesday afternoon. Cornelius, what band have you picked at random out of the pile today?
Hawkers.
Well, don't call them that.
No, that's what they're called. Well, that is what he is called.
Hawkers.
Hawk Young Kim is originally from South Korea.
Right.
And is now an acoustic singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And based in London.
Right.
Gigging all around the UK, both performing up close and personal acoustic gigs and larger band gigs.
Hawkers. Excellent. All right then. So,
I got lots of information on him. What do you want to know?
Well, I thought he finished.
Shoe size.
Did you hear?
It doesn't say shoe size.
Okay.
How tall is he?
John, what do you want to know?
What's his Mensa rating?
18.
It's really low.
Yeah, he's not the brightest. Okay. Tall.
So, what's his song called?
This song is called All I Want.
Right, 20-second showcase. Hawkers.
Hawkers.
He sent it in.
All I've got, sorry.
Oh. He sent it in.
Yeah.
It's going to get 20 seconds played, and then we're going to judge it on that.
Yeah.
That's how 20-second showcase works. Right, here we go. Hawkers with All I've Got.
Don't tell me it's over, so I can be dreaming. Don't tell me to wake up.
There. That's 20 seconds of Hawkers.
Hawkers. Don't tell me it's over, John.
What?
Don't tell me it's over already.
No, that was 20 seconds.
No, but that was the lyric, wasn't it?
Right, now, here's how it works. If we are going to judge it in a sort of jukebox jury / Steve Lomax roundtable programme on Six Music style, right? And you can put your opinions in as well now, I've decided, just then. Yeah, like on Six Music, yeah, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word Hawkers.
Of what you think of the first 20 seconds of Hawkers' song. Let us know, and then if we like it collectively, of course, we do put it into the folder if it's excellent, marked
for the attention of Georgie Rogers
on Virgin Radio, because she's their new music discoverer. If it's utterly inept in your opinion and musically abhorrent, then it goes into the Virgin Radio presenter marked
Russell Kane.
Yes. That, yes.
Goes into him.
Yes, it does.
He's marked Russell Kane.
He's marked Russell Kane, and we roll it up and we shove it in him.
He stands downstairs, doesn't he?
Yeah, waiting.
All week. It's until, like, until they wind him up for a Saturday.
He's more or less a receptacle. So, what did we make of it? Let's go to producer Dave first. What did you think of Hawkers?
I thought it was...
We could hear in another 10 seconds, remember, if anyone wants to roll the bonus. That's up to you.
I think I've heard enough.
Fine.
I think it sounded like... It was nice.
Yeah.
But it sounded like Damien Rice 10 years ago.
Right, Damien Rice, sort of leftover rice.
It was Damien Nice.
Right. Damien Nice and his leftover rice. As Prodcast is through the glass, and for diversity reasons, she'll give us a northern opinion.
Didn't like it.
Right. Martyrs.
You don't like any of these.
On the buttons, like anything. Martyrs on the buttons. What did you think, Martyr?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Right. Cornelius, were you listening?
Yes, I was.
What did you make of it?
I liked it.
I really liked it.
Louis Walsh.
Okay.
I really liked it.
It reminded me of a young Damien Rice.
Fine. Victoria's just come in from the news. Victoria, what did you make of it?
I loved it.
You weren't listening, were you?
No.
Right. I quite liked it, I think, as well. So I make that 1, 2, 3 didn't. You're a liar. And we did. So, well, in that case, it's... what's his name?
Hawkers.
For Hawkers, I'm afraid it's a... And it doesn't go in. That is 20 Second Showcase. If you're in a band, then why not? Why not get us your music for the, you know, for the musical experts in here to cast their cast their ear over? Here's how you do it. You get in touch via 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's it called? 20 Second Showcase. You can get it to us. You can send us a physical copy as well if you like. All you need to do is hang around outside this building and give it to Cornelius as he walks out later. That's all you have to do. Just look for the person whose eyes look into a different direction. And that is Cornelius. And there you go. It is true. You're absolutely
right.
In the next half an hour, a week's worth of lazy PR, more news in haikus, and we'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think.
The John Holmes 20 Second Showcase, in association with EARS, nature's way of listening to music.
Talk Radio.
Just about 3:30, and Victoria's got the news.
Junior doctors have rejected the government's proposed new contract in England. Around 6 in 10 members of the British Medical Association voted against the offer, which was drawn up during talks at the Conciliation Service ACAS following a series of strikes. Dr. Dagan Lonsdale has told Talk Radio why he doesn't agree with it.
It still does not do enough to safeguard safe working practices for junior doctors. It doesn't do enough to recognise that we have a retention and recruitment crisis in the acute specialties like A&E. And because both sides recognise that the biggest losers from this contract are those working less than full-time, who, of course, are most likely to be women.
Former Chancellor Ken Clark has described Tory leadership frontrunner Theresa May as a difficult woman during unguarded comments in a TV studio. He also accused second favourite Andrea Leadsom of saying extremely stupid things and claimed Michael Gove would probably start wars with three countries at once. His conversation with Sir Malcolm Rifkind was still being recorded after a live interview. Banks have been told they don't have to keep so much money in reserves following the EU referendum. The governor of the Bank of England has announced the relaxing of rules in the hope it'll encourage more lending. The government insists most schools in England have been open today despite a strike by teachers. Members of the NUT union have walked out in a row about workloads and school funding. Absolutely Fabulous had the biggest opening weekend for a British film so far this year. The movie, which stars Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley, took more than £4 million. That's the best performance since Bond film Spectre. And Wimbledon's oldest female competitor, Venus Williams, has made it into the semi-final. It's the furthest the 36-year-old American has made it in a Grand Slam since 2010. She'll play Angelique Kerber for a place in the final. The weather dry for most, with showers in the northeast dying out through this evening, lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be largely fine with rain spreading into Scotland and Northern Ireland. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much. That's Victoria. She's got the news. And, well, it was quite complicated, wasn't it?
Oh, I couldn't get my head around it, Victoria.
In a moment, I can help you with that, Cornelius.
Oh, good.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, as I was saying, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, because I'm here to help, and I'm doing it by rendering the news down to its component part, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's where we make it easy to understand by... well, giving you five syllables and seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Mm-hmm.
NASA probe arrives at Jupiter. Thank God, Sav and trains weren't in charge.
The news in haikus. Now, earlier, I was listening to this programme while presenting it, because that's, you know, I can't help it, and I was aware that something was missing. And then I remembered that it was today's diversity paper review. If you haven't heard it before, this is what the Diversity Paper Review is. It's the paper review, as is traditional on a broadcast outlet. However, as is done for us each day by a different diversity. And, well, on yesterday was Mark, who is brown. And this, by the way, is here because we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Lenny Henry, if you're listening, this is for you. Today's diversity is Tara. She's new. Hello, Tara.
Hello.
What's your diversity?
I'm a Jew.
Excellent. So what have you got for us in the papers today, Tara?
So today, the Daily Mirror reported, it's quite sad really, the millions of teenagers are at risk of developing what they call super acne. So,
is that acne that's been bitten by some radioactive acne?
Well, it's just what's happening is that teens are going to doctors who are over-prescribing antibiotics. They have a bad reaction to these antibiotics and they become resistant. They get super acne. So I've Google imaged what super acne is.
Ooh, oh, let's do that.
I mean, I don't know if you were an acne sufferer, but I was.
Were you?
Terribly.
Really?
And super acne just looks like absolutely horrible.
Yeah. So when you had...
Oh, God. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. But acne, I mean, does super acne just disappear like ordinary acne in later years?
No, or it's actually incurable.
It's like leprosy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So once you have it, then it's acne for life.
Right, but does it disappear and then come back, or does it just stay? That's it.
So it's
not teenage anymore. It's just adult acne.
So what happens? So they get prescribed it as teenagers, and then gradually it gets worse and worse. So it's only been discovered now that the problem is antibiotics. There are a lot of people now who have reached 20s and just have. Like got gradually worse acne.
Yeah. It's never a good. It is, as has been said, not by me, but many, many times. It's nature's. You know, at the time when you are trying to get off with people, you know, and your body is going through the changes, Tara.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get this stuff on your face and elsewhere that makes you abhorrent to everybody.
I mean, from personal experience, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. So. Yeah.
But look, you know, apart from super acne, kids, if you're listening, it will get better.
That's
but,
true.
But
that's
not
true.
If you've got super acne, it turns out.
If you've got super acne, news. That's it for you. It's incurable.
Wow. So what is there any medical advice, or do we just have to put up with it?
Well, the British Association of Dermatologists have said that we need to review how antibiotics are prescribed. But at the moment, for those who might be suffering, there isn't actually any advice. It's just there's going to be a review of this.
That's not what you want to hear, is it?
Yeah, I know. It's not.
So, and how long has this been happening for? Because I've not heard of this before. So is this an...
I discovered this today.
Yeah.
But I think my sister might have it.
No, what?
Yeah.
Are you breaking it to her like this on the radio?
I really I should have called her
you
before.
You should have given her, yeah.
You know, she's got skin that's progressively got worse, and I'm scared that she might be the first known sufferer.
Oh dear.
No. That's brought us
to
a real mood killer there, Tara.
Yeah. Oh no.
Sorry, everyone.
Is there anything else you want to break to any members of your family while we're here? You know, just knock yourself out. Just, you know, go for it.
No, that's it.
Okay. Mum, Dad, I've got something to tell you. On national radio. All right, super acne, bad news. Anything else? What else is in
there? In the Times, a burglar was arrested after he forgot that his electronic tag would reveal exactly where he committed the crime, because, you know, they're GPS linked.
Yes.
So he was fitted with this tag, and then 5 hours later, he was caught, I quote, fleeing the scene with a bottle of champagne. he broke into a house 5 hours after.
So he was so thick, he didn't realise the tag they put on him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand. I mean, because he must have been explained it clearly. I mean,
yeah. We're going to put a tag on you, and it means we can monitor your position at any time.
Yeah, and 5 hours. 5 hours after it was fitted.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
So he must have more or less gone sort of, what, home for a nap.
So what happened?
Popped out again.
He was fitted, and then he broke into a car. And then by the time they traced him, he was breaking into a house where he was caught with this bottle of champagne,
yeah,
fleeing the scene.
There was a... I mean, this proves that these sort of tags might not work for thick people, right?
Yeah.
So, do you remember the film... You won't. Wedlock with Rutger Hauer.
No.
No. Well, in that...
Don't worry, none of us do.
In that film... I might have dreamt it. I don't know. In that film, there was a... They were prisoners, like, in that sort of way, but they wore collars... Right, that were like tags, but whenever they did anything like that, they could be remotely blown up. So it used to blow their heads off. And I'm not saying,
that's,
you know,
terrible.
I'm not saying that's what should happen, but let's not rule it out.
I mean, yeah, it might be more effective than this way, which obviously isn't very effective.
You know, the nation's champagne can sleep safe. Is what,
exactly.
Is
yeah,
or,
good advice.
Or what happens is they're wearing a tag, mm-hmm. okay, or maybe a mask, and then at the push of a button, should they break the law again, they get super acne from the tag.
Yeah, you're piecing everything together and coming up with the solution.
That's right. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
You know, someone's got to take a lead in these days of no government and post-Brexit Britain time.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. And no one's asked me, so I just thought I'd venture it forth anyway.
No one will.
No. All right. Yes, go on. Next in the papers.
So, Daily Telegraph, a tractor driver... So what happened? He was driving for 3 miles at 25 miles an hour. And so he caused like a 50 car trail. So he's been fired and he's been charged with inconsiderable driving today.
Inconsiderable driving?
Yeah, driving without reasonable consideration.
Oh, I see, right.
But in his defence, he says that his rear mirror was blocked by a lorry, so he couldn't see all these cars queuing behind him. And he says, I think this is all a bit silly, really. I was just doing my job.
But tractors never go above 25 miles an hour, do they? Have you ever been
He's saying he just did his job.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean...
What was he on? What sort of road was he on? A country road or like a...
It was the road going to Glastonbury.
Yeah,
It was at Glastonbury. Yeah, so right. Everyone was getting pretty annoyed about this.
I think he was doing it deliberately.
Yeah,
don't you? That's a man just going, oh, you don't want to people coming round here.
But you know. Apparently, this is more of a problem, like tractors blocking roads, so...
Yes, I mean, you were at Glastonbury, Cornelius.
Yeah, it happened way after the festival, a good week after.
Oh, okay.
So it weren't the causes of the big...
I was expecting that.
No, just one
just
angry farmer.
Belligerent farmer. All these people were coming round here with their wellies.
And their guitars. Yeah. Keep it down!
my sheep can't sleep.
What?
I don't know. We've all been behind tractors where you are wanting the person responsible for driving that tractor at that speed be hauled off his cab and birched.
I feel pretty sorry for him because he just doesn't think that he did anything wrong. He's really like kind of indignant about the whole thing.
Well, I'm sure tractors can't go above 25 miles an hour. I'm sure there's probably a limit on tractors.
Also, who's he been fired by if he's like the...
Yeah, that's true.
Is he the farmer? Who's fired him?
The cows. The cows are fired.
He's out.
They deserted him.
He was fired by an infarmer. Infarmer. It's like an infor...
What?
Infarmer. You know the song Informer?
He just turned John's microphone off a minute. Guys, does anyone know what he's talking about?
I think John's broken.
I think
he's broken.
Do you not remember the song Informer by Snow?
What's that got to do with being fired?
I'm saying he was informed on, but I...
Oh, God.
But by another farmer. So it was an infarmer. Help me out, Cass. Cass, through the glass, right? You remember it, don't you?
What?
The song by Snow. You remember it, infarmer.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the next line.
Can't remember the next line. I know the bit about the...
I know the next line. I'm not saying it on air.
All right, I'm Google it.
Farmer. No. Tara, no.
Basically,
no, sorry.
What John's saying is very funny. Everyone move on.
And that sort of sums up how my career's gone. I say things no one understands, and then we move on. What?
The lyrics are tricksy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Don't say any of the rest of them.
No, I wasn't going to. But the point I was making was informer sounds a bit like if you're informed on by a farmer, it'd be an infarmer. That's all I was. It was a little throwaway joke, but you really dragged it into a. What else is in the papers?
So, The Sun say that millions of parents are failing their children because they're not finding the time to teach them outdoor skills. So these skills that they cite are things like how to erect a tent, how to fish, how to repair a puncture. They've surveyed 2,000 mums and dads.
Right.
And it's below 10%.
I've got children, right? They're 6 and 4. I'm not going to go and teach them how to fish.
I mean, then you're failing as a parent, aren't you? Says The Sun.
I'm not going to teach them how to fish.
Yeah.
Why not?
What about how to repair a puncture?
No, because I don't
That's
know how to repair
useful.
A puncture. Well, but you know what's that thing about teaching? If you teach a child to fish,
he can be a fisherman
for a day. Yeah. You've wasted your day. That's how the old saying goes, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, Tara, thank you.
That's okay.
For bringing us today's diversity paper. You're welcome. Diversity paper review. I think we covered a whole range of subjects. We went from acne to fishing with children to whatever, tractors.
Yeah.
In farmer.
Stop it.
Trackney.
Good, and those
in trackney.
Things that you put down. Oh, get us out of this. Lazy PR coming next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi there, I'm James Martin. I don't usually do Tuesdays, but this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Marilyn?
Well, my two eldest are back from uni and I want to do a treat family barbecue. What do you recommend?
Well, everyone does burgers. But how about the ultimate burger? For the relish, put some sugar in a pan, and once it's a caramel colour, add shallots, tomatoes, garlic, sultanas, and white wine vinegar. Stir this together and leave it to cool. Cook Asda's extra special burgers, put them on a brioche bun with lettuce and a generous dollop of the relish. Mm. I'm getting hungry now. To try this at home, visit asda.com/JamesMartin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
It's a beautiful thing. When little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Brioche bun burgers with a homemade tomato relish? Yeah, I know you're still lusting after one. But they aren't just for Marilyn. They're for you too. Because Asda's extra special British burgers are just £2. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 4-pack offer ends 26th of August.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems for the M1 in Hertfordshire. The northbound carriageway is currently blocked, junction 7 through to 9 near Hemel after an accident. Elsewhere, so is southbound M3 still down to one lane after a serious accident near junction 3 for Bagshot. Traffic very slow moving on the approach to that. No change for Suffolk's A12 and Ipswich. That's still closed south near the Cop Dock interchange around junction 33 following a serious accident there. A breakdown on the northbound M1 near Meadowhall causing queues towards junction 34. And in Cheshire, the A533 in Sandbach is closed for accident investigation work. I'm Jarena Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Mother! Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sam Delaney with us from 4 o'clock here on Talk Radio. Ahead of that, though, we have been out onto the streets. Now, you have probably noticed that if you go outside ever at all, or even just look out of a window, if you're, I don't know, agoraphobic, you'll have noticed that there are streets out there. And what unites all these streets is that there are often people in them, often men and or women, the man in the street, the woman in the street. They are out in the streets. So we go out to see them, to find out, well, to very much take the pulse of the nation, to find out what the people think. It is Talk Radio. It is the home of debate. So what are the people thinking today, right now, out on the streets? Are the people on the streets thinking cheese or foxes?
Cheese.
Cheese. Foxes.
Cheese. Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese. Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
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 Foxes.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Cheese. Foxes.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Foxes.
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 Cheese.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Cheese. Foxes.
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 Cheese.
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 Foxes.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Cheese.
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 Foxes.
Cheese.
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 Foxes.
Foxes.
Cheese.
Foxes.
Cheese.
And there we have it. That's what the people right now out on the streets are thinking. Some of them are thinking cheese. Some of them are thinking foxes. But what do you think? Do you think cheese? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or do you think foxes? At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word cheese or foxes.
10 to 4. Time to bring you a week's worth of lazy PR. This is where we bring you a roundup of the laziest examples of PR and marketing that we've got over the last 7 days here at Talk Radio. We work in the media, so as you'd expect, we do get bombarded with PR and marketing opportunities, guest offers, things to cover on the radio offers, all sent to us by PR companies who have literally never listened. They've not, certainly not heard of this show. I doubt they've heard of Talk Radio. I have my doubts sometimes as to whether or not they've ever heard of the radio. What they do is that they just carpet bomb the industry with their stuff. They just send it out willy and also, let's be honest, nilly, and hope some of their S-word sticks to the wall. We bring you the laziest examples we've had this week. Producer Dave, what's hammered itself into your inbox from a lazy PR this week?
Good morning. It starts.
Okay.
This Friday, we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of... I mean, we all know this, don't we, guys?
Yep.
All together now. The theory of general relativity.
Right. So they've sent... Yes, that's good, because obviously they think it was science-y.
Yep.
Yeah.
To mark the anniversary...
Yeah.
A limited edition stamp collection...
Right.
...personally endorsed by Professor Stephen Hawking...
Friend of the show.
...will be issued... In fairness, that's a good link.
Yeah.
Available for interview. This is where it gets juicy, though. Available for interview, we have...
Well, Professor Stephen Hawking.
Oh, no. No, no, John. Sasha Hanjal Korab, who's studying a PhD on black holes.
Great. And what's that got to do with stamps?
Well, We'll have samples of the stamps that we can send out after you interview Sasha Hanjalkorob, who's studying a PhD on black holes.
Right.
If this is of interest, please get in touch. No further explanation, John. Kind regards, Joe.
Have you been in touch?
I mean, absolutely not.
Okay. Fine. So that's stamps. I've got this. Well, I'll be honest. Often we get invited to things, right? Mm. Most of them we don't bother going, but we sometimes do get invited to things. So when I opened a PR email that was subject headed Dog Meat Festival, I, like you, assumed that it was maybe supposed to be for... You're right, Cornelius.
Yeah, sorry.
Choking on the dog meat.
Yeah.
I assumed it was probably for, you know, maybe Win-A-Lot were having a special day for canines or something like that. No, it turns out not. Good afternoon. Hi, John. And then it just says this. Images of dogs crammed together in cages, waiting for their turn to be flame roasted in front of one another. I thought, well, that's a cheery start to an email, isn't it? We are calling for an end to that. Well, good. I mean, that's no bad thing. Prominent figures, including Simon Cowell, are on board. If the thought of eating a tortured dog disgusts you, I mean, yes, then would you like to talk to a person about that? Well... No. Not least because the idea of that is disgusting, but the idea somehow of a tortured Simon Cowell in a tiny cage kind of appeals. So I'm a bit torn there. But that's the dog meat festival, which isn't, as I thought, somewhere we could go to.
It's a shame.
To try dog meat. It's a dog meat festival with Simon Cowell being angry about it. Anyway, that's from Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer. And subject header line of the week. Gold Car continues its expansion in France with a new office in Toulouse. So that's good news. Week's worth of lazy PR. Mm. Sam Delaney's joined us. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Look at his get up.
Yeah.
You're besuited today.
I've got a suit on.
Are you standing for leadership of the...
For both parties. Yeah. Because I don't care. As you know, I have no principles.
So I've got two pocket squares in different colours.
All I crave is power and attention.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes no difference whatsoever which party I attach myself to. I've made myself available as a potential leader for both the main parties and any others. As is traditional, though, Cornelius likes to do one of his jokes whenever I arrive in a suit. It's classic office banter to tease anyone for wearing a suit. So here we take it away.
Here we go.
Hi, Sam. You're looking smart. From which unwealthy relative did you inherit that suit from recently?
Good.
Very good. That's a strong one, actually.
That is good. I haven't actually... Yeah. Usually it's what we got, the bank,
court. Yeah, funeral.
They're the classics. Court. Funerals.
Yeah. Funeral.
That's
of your
a sort
career.
Of a new one. Yeah. Funeral of my own career, yeah. Good.
Two pocket squares, as Dave mentioned as well. That's
no, it's not. It's actually a multicoloured, very much like... I got this off a magician. I borrowed this off a magician. And you can see that I put it out more and more colours emerge.
Loads of colours.
It is a magician's wand. You're right.
It's a magician's hanky.
Yeah. Can you fold that up and do that game that you used to play at primary school? Where you
what primary school you went to, mate. It sounds a bit iffy.
Boys' school, I think.
Yeah, exactly. The hanky game. Less said about that, the better. Anyway, junior doctors are on strike.
Yes, they are.
So they're not on strike. They've just rejected a contract, but they will presumably go on strike at some point. We thought this story was dead in May when they went back to the negotiating table, but it turns out no. There was a brief period in which people thought that Jeremy Hunt was reasonable and had done a good job.
Do we know precisely what bits of the contract they've rejected, given that it was...
Well, it was the BMA who did the deal. Yes. So right from the beginning, we spoke to junior doctors on this show, said, well, you know, the devil will be in the detail, just because the BMA have said yes to it. Now, the BMA went on a roadshow all around the country, speaking to junior doctors all around England, telling them, this is why we think you should accept the deal that we've cut with the government.
I hope it was like the old Radio 1 roadshow.
That's
sort
how
of,
I imagine
today,
it.
Today, live from the beach in Cleethorpes, it's the British Medical Association.
And everyone was going mad, and they gave out free BMA balloons and so forth, other paraphernalia.
Goodie bags.
And Steve Wright actually did the whole thing for them, which was nice. He was the only non-disgraced Radio 1.
From that era.
From the roadshow era, still available. So they got Steve Wright try and sell it in, including an array of his funny madcap characters.
Yes.
But no, didn't. Despite all of
Mr.
that...
Mr. Angry at the Small Print.
Yeah. They rejected it. Because they're not paying them enough for working the extra hours. You've got to get extra money for your weekend shifts.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows that. Although you wouldn't hear... I don't know if you've done a weekend shift here. I have on sister station TalkSport,
right,
and it doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Makes some money.
But it's different, isn't it? Because I know, don't take this the wrong way, any of you, but in many ways, if you think about it, what we do here is not the same as what doctors do.
No. In many ways.
See, I can see that's annoyed Dave straight away, but all I'm saying is, I know this is going to put people's backs up here, right? But I'm just saying that the work we do, whilst extremely pressurised...
Mm. Yeah.
And important.
And very important, and takes years and years and years of training, and in a way does affect people's lives.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not quite the same as actually saving people's lives.
I sort of see where you're coming from.
Mm.
I do. I mean, we haven't got a lot of time to do a full...
To really go through the whole internet. It feels like a show in itself.
It does, yeah.
What's better, radio hosts or doctors? It's a great debate, though. It'd be great phoning.
Yeah.
But we can do that another day. But anyway, the long and the short of it is the public sector, they told us everything was going to change and everything we knew was wrong after that referendum result. But actually, one thing that has remained, if you are worried about the status quo being disrupted, don't worry. The government are still trying to stitch up doctors and teachers non-stop. One thing that will remain consistent.
Hooray! Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.